சர்வாங்கே ஹரிச்சந்தனம் சுலலிதம் கண்டேச்ச முக்தாவளி கோபஸ்திரீ பரிவேஷ்டிதோ விஜயதே கோபால சூடாமணி. வந்தே விருந்தாவனச்சரம் வல்லவி ஜனவல்லபம் ஜயந்தி சம்பவம் தாம வைஜயந்தி விபூஷணம். I welcome you all to the concluding session of Sri Vishnu Purana. We have seen in detail about the creation, absorption, the Surya and Chandra lineages, and some of the stories in each Manvantara. Further, Sri Parashara Rishi explains and unveils the beauty and secret of Sri Krishnavatara in the whole of fifth amsha. Sri Krishna is the only avatara who left a treasure for all of us. Gita Shastra. Gita Sugita Kartavya Kim Anyaihi Shastra Sangrahaihi Ya Swayam Padmanabhasya Mukhapadmadu Vinisruta. This was from the very mouth of Sri Krishna, the essence of all the Upanishads, the way of life, the way we need to conduct ourselves, all our confusions being cleared. Gita has all these merits to its credit. Although Gita was one of the major contributions of Sri Krishna to this world, Rishis, Alvars and Acharyas are not so much attracted with that. They are more attracted and involved in all his glorious pastimes till the age of 10. When you compare Sri Krishnavatara within himself, the first 10 years of Krishna are really memorable, but not after that. From the age of 11 to the age of 100, what Krishna did is accounted for in very few slokams. But his pastimes in the first 10 years have been detailed in thousands and thousands of slokams. So Krishna is for anubhava, is for blissful experience. So we have to listen to Krishna, experience the pastimes and meditate on them of Krishna, but just follow whatever Rama did. So we follow Rama, listen and experience Krishna. Parashara also explains his divine experience with Sri Krishnavatara to Maitreya. Yesterday, towards the end of the discourse, we have dealt with the avatara. Krishna was born to Vasudeva and Devaki. Vasudeva carried Krishna across Yamuna and left him in Gokula. In turn, he carried the female child of Yashoda and came back to Mathura. That female child could not be killed. It escaped communicating the message to Kamsa that Krishna is well growing on the other bank of Yamuna. Kamsa was quite worried. He feared that the Akashavani may become true. So he called for all the Asura Shakti throughout the world. They all assembled before Kamsa. Kamsa orders to them, if at all you are obedient to me, if you are loyal to me, now go to Gokula, one by one or together, find where Krishna is, kill him, only then I would be spared. Many Asuras had assembled there. Putana was the first one. I am giving you the Asuras who went to Gokula to kill Krishna. Putana went there. Shakatasura, Vatsasura, Kapithasura, Trinavartasura, Dhenukasura, Dhenukasura, Pralambhasura, Aghasura, Keshi, many more. Many, many Asuras all flocked Gokula one by one. They didn't go together. They went one by one. Kurattalvan in his Atimanushastava says that Balyochitenya parachettita vispulinge yasya alabhanta shalabhayitam vajasastena balyochite anyapara cheshtita visphulinge. When a lamp is lit, there is light, there fire. Fireflies come around this lamp. They are not invited at all, but they come to this lamp, they lay down their life, they fall into that light and they are dead. The lamp never invited the fireflies. The lamp never fought with the fireflies to kill them. The lamp is no one else but Krishna. Ayar kulathinil thonrum ani velakku. Krishna himself is the lamp. A lamp reveals itself and also reveals all the objects around it. If there is a light that glows, I am able to recognize all that is around the light. I don't need another light to see the light. Light reveals itself and also the objects around it. Similarly, Krishna reveals himself. He is Jyoti. Paranjyoti rupasampatya svena rupena abhinishpadyate. Upanishads term him as Jyoti himself. Narayana paro Jyoti atma narayana paraha. In that blazing lamp, in that blazing fire, all these asuras went and fell. They laid their life like fireflies. Krishna never invited them to Gokula. They volunteered to go to Gokula. Whoever enters Gokula never returns. So it's almost like Vaikuntha now. When we reach Vaikuntham, we don't return. It's all one-way traffic. You'll find boats. This is one way. You can only go. You can't come back. So Gokula is always a one-way traffic. You enter Gokula, you never return. Bhaktas also, they enter, they don't return. All the enemies enter, they don't return. Enemies are killed, they can't return. Bhaktas don't want to return. Having gone to Vrindavana, who would like to get away from that place? So I am absorbed in Vrindavana, I don't want to get out, I don't come out. But Krishna kills all the asuras, so they are not allowed to come out. Anyhow, both for the bhaktas and the abhaktas, Gokula is always a one-way traffic place. Now we are going to look at some pastimes of Krishna. Utpannaschapi me mrityuhu bhutapurvasa vaikila ityeda dharika praha devaki garbha sambhava tasmad baleshu cha paro yatnah karyo mahitale yatro diktam balam bale sahantavyah prayatnatah. This was the order of Kamsa to all the asuras. Don't brush away, don't take things lightly that he is only a child. He may grow. He would kill me. Akashavasnis never fail. So you go, be serious, search for Krishna and kill him. The first one to reach was Putana. Parashara Maharishi explains the pastime of Putana. Vimukto vasudevopi nandasya shakatam gataha prakrishtam drishtavan nandam putro jato mameti vai vasatam gokule tesham Putana bhalagatini. Putana was a female. She had all asura swabhavam with her. But she thought, let me change my form. Let me take a sundara form. She became, turned out to be a beautiful woman. And she added poison to her breast milk. She had a plan to feed Krishna with her breast milk so that Krishna dies. This was her wicked plan. When she entered, she started playing a musical instrument, thus attracting all the children towards her. But the children came. She was not satisfied. She was only in search of one Krishna, who was not a child himself, but he was Brahman, taken the mantle in the form of a child. Sri Vedanta Desika, in his Gopala Vimshati, says that, Vrajayoshi dapanga vedhaniyam, madhura bhagyam ananya bhogya mide, kimapi brahma tat kishora bhava drishyam. It's Brahman tat kishora bhava drishyam. He is now lying ignorant as an infant. He is not ignorant. He is not an infant. He is the one who is all pervasive. He is the one who is omniscient. But we did not recognize him. Krishna himself laments in Gita, Avajananti mam mudhaha manushim tanum ashritam param bhavam ajanantaha mama lokamaheshwaram bhutamaheshwaram mam mudhaha avajananti na. These mudhaha, these idiots, they never recognize me at all. They think that here is a human being who is a punyatma. They think that I am able to do all these abnormal things, inhuman things, because I have lot of punyams. I am a siddha purusha, so I am able to do. There are many siddha purushas. Even among human beings, you will find many siddha purushas who can be found simultaneously in many bodies, who can remain in many parts of the world, This is possible because they have expanded and stretched their dharma bhuta jnana. People misbelieve that Krishna is also one such. He is also a human being. They never believe me to be Paramatma, and I am not the one who due to punyam is performing all these things. It is natural to me. It is not through any effort I perform all this. Ma mudhaha tena avajananti. These mudhaha were never going to recognize me. So it is Brahman who is ignorant like an infant lying in Gokula. Unfortunately, as we did not understand, Putana too did not recognize. Vasatam Gokule tesham Putanam balaghatini. Putana is a balaghatini, one who wanted to kill the bala Krishna. Adaya Krishnam Santrasta Yashodapi Dvijottama Gopuchya Brahmanenatha Baladosham Akarot Krishnastu Tastanam Gadham Karabhyam Atipiditam Grihitva Pranasakitam Papau Krotha Samanvitaha. Putana came near to Krishna. Krishna was lying, crying for milk. He was too hungry often because he is Ulahamunda Peruvaya. At one point of time, he is the one who consumed all the 7 lokas. Manjara varayayum, kadal kalayum, vanahamum, mannamahum, matchum yenjamal vayit chadakki. Andaranda bahiranda turumanida mirumal varay, muchumunda kantham kandir. Tirupanadva says that, here is that neck, here is that stomach, which held, which consumed all these entire worlds. So a person whose hunger is not quenched even by eating all the 7 worlds, is he going to be quenched? Will he find satisfaction just by feeding milk? He would not. Every half an hour he had to be fed. But Yashoda had other duties to mind. She couldn't look after Krishna alone. So she left her in the cradle and left to mind her domestic duties. Krishna started crying. That was the time when Putana entered. She took Krishna into her lap and started feeding. Krishnastu tastanam gadham karabhyam atipiditam papata putana sati sukmuktam arahava vichinnastrayu bandhana papata patana putana bhumau mriyamana atibhishana tannada shruti santrastaha pravruddhaste vrijaukasaha. As Krishna was very very hungry, he sucked the milk with speed. He sucked it very hard. Parashara has put it very wittingly here. He says that Krishna had no intention to kill Putana. He only wanted to drink milk. He was too hungry. So he wanted to, he sucked it too hard. Behind that milk and behind that breast is the prana of Putana. Unfortunately, that too came out with milk. He did not want to take out the prana. He only sucked the milk. But pranan papav, he drank the prana of Putana too. So along with the milk, Putana had to feed Krishna with her prana also. She offered it, and when she lay dead, she was not that small. She was not 5.5 or 6 feet long. Trigavyuti, she was 12 miles long. Looking on it, the whole Gokula was awestruck. They feared that what would have happened if for a moment Krishna was killed by her. They couldn't believe. They couldn't take that, digest that thought even, that Krishna could have been damaged by, something could have happened to Krishna. So what they did was, Adaya Krishnam Santrastaha Yashodapi Dvijottama Gopuchya Brahmanenatha Baladosham Apakarot. Baladosham is, when you look at Bhuta, Preta, Pishacha or some voodoo, the children are frightened, they are afraid. To remove their fear, we conduct something, we do some ritual. And the Mandrikaradhinu Tamula Shulvam. Adhe Madri, they bring a cow, make the cow stand before the child and rotate the tail of that cow before the child. And the child is cleared of the fear. So this is one. Another is, they slightly heat buttermilk and add something to it. Offer it to the child. Kodumor kaichi koduttal. Apadino nundu. These things were all done by Yashoda. Parashara Maharishi is moved by this act of Yashoda. Here is Brahman, on the site of whom Vayu Devata, Mrityu Devata, Sun God, Moon God all run for their jobs. Here is that Brahman. Bhishasmad Vatah Pavate, Bhishodeti Suryaha, Bhishasmad Agnishchendrasya, Mrityur Dhavati Panchamayati, Bhishasmad Vatah Pavate, Wind God blows, fearing Brahman. Bhishodeti Suryaha, sun rises sharp that on the time appointed, fearing Brahman. Moon has to rise on his nominated time, fearing Brahman. Can sun god give a requisition slip that I am not well today, can I rise at 8 a.m.? He cannot. He can, the next day he won't be sun god. Bhagavan would choose somebody else. So he has to do it fearing Brahman. When all the devatas fear Brahman, where is the question of Brahman fearing this? The simple Putana, she cannot. She was a mean lady. But this was not the mind, the thought of Yashoda. Yashoda thought, he is my son and it's my duty to protect him. Now this was the basis of Periyazhvar's Periyazhvar Thirumozhi and Thiruppallandu. Out of all these Azhvars, Periyazhvar has won the accolade of being named as Periya Azhvar. He is the big Azhvar, Periya Azhvar. Why big? Not because of his size, not because of his age, not because of his wealth, not because he was born the first, not because he was the head of all the Azhvars, but because of Mangala Shasanathil Mattulla Azhvargal Thangal Arvathalavunar Anni Pongum Parivale Villihuttur Pattar Viran Perchan Periyazhvar Ennum Payar. He was called as Periyazhvar by all the devotees because he is the one who thought that it is his responsibility to protect Krishna. He never wanted Krishna to protect him. In turn, he wanted to protect Krishna. So this is a change in the mind. This is a change in our status of our mind, the state of our mind. We all think that Bhagavan is supreme. I am inferior to him. It is his responsibility to protect me. He needs to bless me. Whereas Periyazhvar thinks that he has done that for long. Let us do it for him now. If you look at him as a very, very strong person, then expect him to protect you. But there is also another side to the coin. Krishna is very strong, yes. But the other side of Krishna is tenderness. He is a Mardava Tattva and he is a Sukumara Purusha. Saukumaryam and Mardavam. Saukumaryam is, if you touch him, he will turn red. He was as tender as a lotus flower. If you squeeze lotus flower, it's dead. Similarly, if you touch Krishna, he turns red. And the Alavukka Saukumaryam. Mardavam is, he cannot bear separation from his devotees. Mahatma Bhirmam Avalokyatam Naya Kshanepite Yad Virahaha Atidussahaha. He is not able to bear separation, wants to be along with his devotees always. Whether we are eager for spiritual union or not, he expects us more than all of us. So that is the Kalyanaguna Mardava. He is a Mridu Prakriti. He is a Sukumara. So, what does it translate to? It is my duty to protect him and not his. He will do whether I request him or not, he is going to do. But it is me who should protect. That is precisely why Periyazhvar benedicted Bhagavan with 12 songs called Thiruppallandu. For the whole of Nalayara Divya Prabandham, Thiruppallandu is the first. Not in the order of birth, not in the order of creation, but in the order of being recited. When we start reciting Nalayara Divya Prabandham, Thiruppallandu is recited first. Why? The reason is, all other Azhvars, when they had first darshan of Bhagavan, they pleaded for liberation. They told him, Poinanna Jnanamum, Polla Ulukkum, Alukkudambum, In Ninna Nirma Iniyamuramai, Imayor Thalaiva Meninnu Kattarulai, Adiyen Cheyyam Vinnappame. This is my plea to you. You will liberate me. Grant me moksham. This is what all Azhvars pleaded. But Periyazhvar was totally different. When he saw Krishna for the first time, you might be aware of the story of Periyazhvar. He went to Madhura Nagara, not the North Madhura, the South Madhura. South of Tiruchirappalli is Madurai. In that Madurai, there was one king called Vallabhadeva. Vallabhadeva wanted to establish who is the Supreme Lord. So he invited all the Vidwans, all the scholars. They all assembled and debated between themselves. Finally, they concluded, here is Krishnam, Dharmam, Sanatanam. Whoever wants to tatve, whoever conducts this research, whoever research and debate, they will come to this conclusion. Tattvam jignyasamananam hetubhis sarvato mukaihi tattvameko mahayogi harihi narayana smritaha. They all conclude that Hari is supreme. So Periyazhvar also concluded. He substantiated his conclusion with many of the Vedic texts, Vedic passages, and all the Vidwan scholars accepted. Immediately, Periyaazhvar was honored by a procession. He was coming on an elephant top. Bhagavan thought, here is my child who has established my supremacy. Let me give him darshan. So he appeared along with Sri Devi, Bhu Devi, Nila Devi on the back of Garuda, the divine bird. Periyaazhvar had darshan. What should he immediately do? Plead to Perumal. When are you going to release me? When are you going to liberate me? When will I reach Sri Vaikuntham? He did not do so. On the other hand, he thought that Bhagavan has suddenly appeared. All are looking at Bhagavan. Everyone's eye is not equal. Some may sing glory of him. Some may be jealous of him. They may envy him. Anale, nama Tamilla vandu kannachil padradu. Drishti dosham padradunnu solramo illaya. If my eyes are good and if I glance with my eyes, something good would happen to you. But if my eyes are otherwise, the look of mine will bring all misfortune to you. Anale anda kannoda yaranu paathirundha enna pandrathu. Alvar was quite worried. Immediately he sings benediction to Bhagavan. Pallandu pallandu pallayirathaandu palahodi nooraayiram mallaanda dandol manivanna unchevadi chevvi thirukkaappu. May all the auspiciousness remain with you. Unchevadi chevvi thirukkaappu adiyomodum ninnodum pirivinni aayiram pallandu. We must be together always. Vadivayanin valamarthinil vaazhgindra mangaiyum pallandu. This divine concert of yours, Sri Mahalakshmi, must remain forever in your divine chest. Chodi valathurayum sudar aaliyum pallandu. Your right hand must ever be glowing with the divine discus. Chakrayudha padaipor pukku mulangum appaanja channiyamum pallande. Your left glorious hand must always be with panchajanya. And finally, padaipor pukku mulangum appaanja channiyamum pallande. So let's all be together. You, Narayana, Sri Devi, Bhu Devi, Nila Devi, Chakrayudha, Shankhayudha, all your devotees and me. Periyaazhvar never wants to leave him alone, and myself, because but for me, who will sing you? Someone has to sing about you. Someone has to praise you. Who will do that? I am the only individual left to do that. All of you would be seated in your throne. I am your servant. So it is my duty to sing in praise of you. So he benedicted with Tiruppallandu. This Periyaazhvar was able to do all this, and the cue he got was from Yashoda. Yashoda never thought herself. Yashoda never thought that Krishna was Brahman. To her, Krishna was just an infant. An ignorant infant, unaware infant. So she assumed that it is her responsibility to protect Krishna and not Krishna's duty to protect herself. This was the same of Periyaazhvar too. That's the reason why we say Periyaazhvar thought himself to be Yashoda when he sang Periyaazhvar Tirumali. In the mantle of Yashoda, Periyaazhvar has sung all the pastimes of Krishna. If at all someone wants to experience the pastimes of Krishna without a study of Periyaazhvar Tirumali, it would never be complete at all. It is complete only when you study the passages of Periyaazhvar Tirumali. So this, it's too difficult for us to understand that state of mind, because we are yet to accept Bhagavan as our Rakshaka. The next stage is agreeing me as his Rakshaka. First let us accept that he is our protector. We are not even close to that stage. Then we need to climb that stage, reach the ultimate stage that me, I am the protector of Sri Krishna. So in this form, in this text, Parashara explains the glory of Yashoda. She, Adaya Krishna Samtrastaha, Yashoda Api Dvajottama, Gopuchha Pramanena, she did all those rituals that would clear the fear of Krishna. All believed that Krishna was their child. Rakshatutvam Asheshanam, Bhutanam Prabhavo Harihi, Yasya Nabhi Samudbhuta, Pankajad Abhavad Jagat, Nusumharupi Sarvatra, Rakshatutvam Janardhanaha. Nandagopa started lamenting. Jalpam, Jannigandadan Ramulya, he was just lamenting. He says, O Krishna, let in the north Kubera protect you, let in the south Yamadharma Raja protect you, let in the east Varuna Bhagavan protect you, let in the west Indra protect you. All of them are not going to protect Krishna. They are protected, they are sustained by this Parabrahman. Whereas they didn't realize that the inmates of Gokula, they never were of that opinion. They only thought that we love Krishna and we need to protect Krishna. The next was Shakatasura Samhara. When Bhagavan was lying in his cradle, an asura, he possessed a shakata, a wheel. This wheel was of a vehicle. ஏதோ ஒரு வாகனத்தினுடைய வீல். And Asura possessed that wheel and he started slowly moving towards Krishna. His plan was to dash and kill Krishna. Krishna never wanted to stay idle in any cradle. You leave him in a cradle, he starts just banging that cradle, he starts kicking that cradle. Alvar, Periya Alvar in one of his pasharam says that kidakil tottil kiliya udaitidam eduthu kollil marunga iruthidum odukki pulgil udharatte paindidum midukilamayal naan melindhen nangai. Yashoda, she is feeling very very sorry. She says that kidakil tottil kiliya udaitidum, if I lay him in a cradle, he damages the cradle. கிடக்கில் தொட்டில் கிழிய உதைத்திடும். He kicks so hard that the cradle is broken. We all have a practice. In our family, we will have our forefather's cradle. And எப்ப தொட்டிலிடணும்னாலும் somehow from the rack we will get down that cradle. மேல ஏறி we will get that cradle. None of the parts of that cradle would be original. Because it will be 100 years old. On some year we would have changed the wooden pieces. On some other year, all the metal bolts and nuts. In some other year, all the ropes that tie. Finally, everything in the cradle will be new. But we will still name it as forefather's cradle, grandparent's cradle. And here, Krishna was also given a grandparent cradle. That grandfather was Pitamaha himself. Pitamaha was Brahma. Brahma is popularly called as Pitamaha. Brahma sent a cradle to Krishna. Manikkam katti vairam idagatti ஆணில் பொன்னால் செய்த வண்ணச் சிறுதொத்தில் பேணி உனக்கு பிரமன் விடுதந்தான் மாணிக் குரலனே தாலேலோ வையம் அளந்தானே தாலேலோ. தாலேலோ இஸ் லலபி. யசோதா இஸ் சிங்கிங் லலபி. ஆலனில் கரும்பு அன்னவன் தாலோ அம்புயத்தடம் கண்ணினன் தாலோ வேலநீர் நிற தன்னவன் தாலோ வேழப்போதகம் அன்னவன் தாலோ ஏலவாறு குடல் என் மகன் தாலோ என்ன நுண்ண என் வாயிட நிறைய தாலொலித்திடும் திருவினை இல்லாத் தாயரில் கடையாயின தாயே. This is a song of Kulashekara Perumal in his Perumal Tirumuli. He says that Alanil Karum Bannavan Thalo, O Krishna, who's like a sugar cane, Thalelo. She sings lullaby. O Krishna, you are sugar cane, Karum Bannavan Thalo, Yelavar Kudal Yenvahan Thalo, Velanir Nila Thannavan Thalo, as dark blue hued as the water of ocean. ஏலவார் குடல் என் மகந்தாலோ வேல நீர் நிற தன்னவந்தாலோ வேழப்போதகம் அன்னவந்தாலோ. யூ லுக் ஆஸ் பிக் அஸ் அ லிட்டில் எலஃபண்ட். வேலநீர் வேழப்போதகம் அன்னவந்தாலோ என்னன் உன்னை என் வாயிட நிறைய தாலொலித்திடும் திருவினையல்லா. ஆழ்வார் குலசேகர ஆழ்வார் ஹாஸ் ஆல்சோ சங்க லலபி ஃபார் திருக்கண்ணபுரம் சபரி பெருமாள். மண்ணு புகழ் கோசலதை மணிவயிறு வாய்த்தவனே தென்னிலங்கை கோன்முடிகள் சிந்துவித்தாய் சுற்றமெல்லாம் பின்தொடர தொல்கானம் அண்டைந்தவனே அற்றவர்கள் கருமருந்தே அயோத்தி நகர் கதிபதியே கற்றவர்கள் தாம் வாழும் கணபுரத்தின் கருமணியே சித்தவதன் சொற்கொண்ட ஸ்ரீராமா தாலேலோ. ஸோ தாலேலோ, கிருஷ்ணா லைக்ஸ் தாலேலோ, பட் த மொமெண்ட் யூ என் தாலேலோ யூ வில் கெட் அப். தாலேலோ இஸ் டு மேக் இம் ஸ்லீப், பட் ஹீ வாண்டட் டு லிசன் டு தாலேலோ அஸ் அ மியூசிக். Once the music stops, he gets up. There are kids who want to hear stories from us. We keep on telling stories. It will be 11 in the night, 12 in the night. You tell stories, it won't sleep. You would think that if that wanes down, then we think, yes, the child has slept. If you stop, it will start then. The same was true with Krishna too. Yashoda had to continuously tell stories to Krishna and sing lullaby. But he didn't want to lie in a cradle. Yashoda thought, this Ananta never wants to become an Anta. Bhagavan is infinite. But if you stick him inside a cradle, then does he not become an Anta? He becomes finite, which he never wants to become. So he gets out of the cradle. Kidakil, tottil kiliya udaitidum, eduthu kollil marunga irithidum. If you hold him in her waist, girls are used to hold their children in their waist. Bhagavan never thought, he never likes that. I am Purushottama, how can I be carried by a girl in a waist? He didn't want to. Then Yashoda thought, let me carry him like a Purusha does. A male holds the child like this. Odukki pulkil udharatte paindidum. If you hold him through your chest, then he kicks you on the waist and tries to get down. I don't know where to keep this child now. Not in the cradle, not in my waist, not in my breast, and where more? மிடுக்கிலாமையால் நான் மெலிந்தேன் நங்காய். ஓ தோழி, ஓ ஃப்ரெண்ட், ஐ டு நாட் நோ ஹவு டு மெயின்டைன் திஸ் சைல்ட், ஹவு டு க்ரோ திஸ் சைல்ட். யசோதா இஸ் நாட் டெலிங் தட் she is feeling very very exhausted by taking care of this child, which she would never say so. She wants Krishna. She wants all these difficulties of Krishna. Will any mother complain about this? Nobody would, nor Yashoda would. But she says that, I am not concerned about me, O friend, but I am concerned about the tender lotus feet of Krishna. If he kicks this strong cradle, what will happen to his feet? If he kicks my waist, I am 30 years old. My waist is very strong, but his lotus feet is tender. If he kicks in my waist, what would happen to his lotus feet? If he kicks in my body, what will happen to him? So Yashoda was not worried about herself. She was more worried about the tender feet of Krishna. Kida kil thottil kidiya udaithidum. Manikkam katti. This cradle was not simple. Manikkam katti. Cradle was made of gold. Vairam idai katti. It was studded with precious gems, diamonds, rubies and emeralds. Manikkam katti vairam idai katti. Aani ponnal cheitha. Not of 22 carat gold. 24 carat gold. ஆணி பொன்னால் செய்த வண்ண சிறு தொட்டில் பேணி உனக்கு பிரமன் விடு தந்தான். பிரம்மா ஹஸ் சென்ட் இட் அஸ் அ கிஃப்ட் டு யூ கிருஷ்ணா. லை டவுன் தேர். லெட் பிரம்மா சென்ட் ஆர் சிவா சென்ட். லெட் எனிபடி சென்ட். ஐ ஆம் நாட் ஹியர் டு லை டவுன் இன் திஸ் கிரேடில். வெயிட். தேர் இஸ் அ லாங் கியூ ஆஃப் பீப்பிள் வெயிட்டிங் டு ஹாவ் யுவர் தர்சன். யூ வெயிட். ஆல் த என்டையர் 500,000 ஃபேமிலிஸ் ஆஃப் கோகுலா வாண்டட் டு சீ கிருஷ்ணா எவ்ரி டே. ஹவு கேன் தட் ஹேப்பன்? தேர் இஸ் நோ டைம் டு தட். யசோதா ஸ்டக் அ டைம் டேபிள் in front of her house. She stuck a timetable. This minute is this girl, second minute is this girl. As per the tariff, every girl has to enter. But all flocked. Oduvar, viduvar, uhandalippar, naduvar, nambiran, enguttan enbar, paduvargalum palvarai kotta nindru aduvargalum kalanda alaraiche. This Yashoda and the whole of Gokula rejoiced. They came running to look at Krishna. Already they had celebrated the birth of Krishna. You know how they celebrated? They collected curd, buttermilk, ghee, milk, many colored powders, mixed everything, and they filled up syringes, big syringes, and with that peechangudal no nundu during Holi, don't you splash water and colors on others? The same thing happened in Gokula. So the whole place became a mess. It was so slushy that you keep your feet, you slip, that's for sure. So all the people came, and in front of the gates of Krishna's house, it was so slippery, they fell, dhadal, dhadal, kevunda. But no one bothered about falling down. They immediately got up. Where is Krishna? We came to see him. Why did we fall now? They all went in again. Oduvar, viduvar, uhandalippar, naduvar, nambiran, enguttan enbar. They came close to the cradle and looked at Krishna. Where is Krishna? Why am I not able to see him? Yashoda said, that's Krishna. You are seeing Krishna only. Why do you say so? I have seen him, but if I accept that I have seen, Yashoda, you will send me away. The more I tell you that I have not seen Krishna, you will allow me to remain here for a moment or so. So to extend their stay, they all said, Naduvar, Nambiran, Enguttan, Embar. Where is Krishna? This Yashoda is fooling us. Krishna is not here. We will wait till Krishna comes here. So all these girls were so fond. They waited to look at him. Dhamna madhye tato badhva babandhata mulukhale. All this was possible when he was an infant. He started to grow. He grew. He was 2-2.5 years old. He started to crawl. Alvar says that, Tan muhatthi chutti thunga thunga thavandu poi. பொன்முகக் கிங்கிணி ஆர்ப்ப என் மகன் புழுதி அடைகின்றான். இளமாமதி நின்முகம் கண்ணிழவாகில் நீ இங்கே நோக்கிப்போ. ஓ சந்திர மூன் காட், வை டு யூ மூவ் சூ ஃபாஸ்ட்? வெயிட். டோன்ட் யூ வாண்ட் டு லுக் அட் த க்ளோரி ஆஃப் கிருஷ்ணா ஸ்கிராலிங்? இஃப் யூ ஹாவ் ஐஸ் இன் யுவர் ஃபேஸ், ஸ்டாப் தேர். டோன்ட் மூவ் ஃபர்தர், லுக் அட் ஹிம். சந்திரா செட், ஐ வுட் லைக் டு டூ த சேம், பட் அன்பார்ச்சுனேட்லி ஐ கெனாட் பிகாஸ் ஐ ஹாவ் அ டியூட்டி, ஐ நீட் டு மூவ். Given a choice, I would stay above Vrindavanam and not move anywhere at all. So Krishna started crawling. When Krishna started crawling, trouble started to all. Till he was an infant, there was no trouble to all. He started to crawl, and slowly he started to toddle. His crawling and toddling, thavazhudhalum thalarnadaiyudhalum, rendutthukkum periyazhvar thirumozhile etiquette. Periyazhvar has sung the crawling Krishna and the toddling Krishna. Todar shangilikei shalar pilar enna thungu mummuthappunal paduvaranam maharandurvadhu pol. When Krishna started to toddle, Balarama also toddled. Krishna went behind him. Balarama was swift, because he was lean. He was not as big as Krishna. He was lean. He was a fair white mountain like Meru. Krishna was a black mountain like a big elephant. Munnallor velli parumalai kuttan mudumudu verendoda. Mudumudu verendoda. Balarama was swift as wind. But Krishna pinnai todarndador karumalai kuttan payarandadi iduvadu pol. If Krishna keeps his right feet to the front, it takes a while by the time he lifts the second feet. It was so difficult for him. An elephant moves slowly. It cannot be swift. Cheetah is quite swift. Balarama was swift. But Krishna was never swift. He slowly moved. When he moved the hearts and minds of every devotee of his. So all this Yashoda and Gokula, they were fond till Krishna started trawling and moving. He started to move. He started to rob. He didn't rob the butter alone, but he robbed everyone of their mind. Dhamna ksalpe naivadu kalena ranginau tau datavraje ghrishta janukarau vipra babhuvu tarubhavavabhi karisha bhasma dighadau dighangau brahmamana vitastataha na nivarayitum sehe yashodatau na rokini. Not Rokini or Yashoda, both of them could not stop or restrain Krishna. They started to lay their hands in every object they found. They went from home to home. First, they exhausted all the butter in their home. Then, they started to move out of their homes. They went to every home and started stealing butter. Earlier, initially no one recognized this. But when days passed by, how is that suddenly all butter is vanishing? We kept it secure, but it is not found now. People all slowly had a shadow of doubt on Krishna. Someone follows Krishna and finds out that, yes, this is a chap who is doing all this mischief. So one day, some Gopika caught hold of Krishna in a place he was stealing. He had some quick tricks to steal. You need to know the trick of robbery. It's not that simple. If you and I try to do it, we'll be caught immediately. Poi sollalam, thirudalam. You can lie, you can rob. But see that you are smart enough to sustain it. It should not be revealed the next moment. Poi sonna adutha nimisham kuttu velipaduthutna adu prayojanam illa. Your lies must hold good for at least 4 or 5 days. But Krishna's lies are out in 4 or 5 minutes. He ensures he lies in a way that he is found out immediately, because he wanted to get caught and beaten up. He was not, all these experiences was not to him in Shivaikuntham. He wanted to experience all those. So he ensures that he is caught. He had some quick tricks to rob. I have earlier told you in Astrabhushanadhyaya. On the first day and the second day's lecture, we talked about Astrabhushanadhyaya, where the sentient and the insentient are represented in the divine body of Sriman Narayana. There is a Kaustubhajam. That's an ornament in the chest of Bhagavan. This Kaustubham is nothing but the representative of Atma Samuha. All the Atmans are represented by Kaustubha. This Kaustubha is very brilliant. It has light. So Krishna used that Kaustubha to spot any butter pot. You need light to spot. He stole only during the nights. He will never dare go during the daytime. He is also too dark. Night is dark. He is dark. How to differentiate? How to find? There is no light. If there is light, he would be caught. In a light, a dark person would immediately be caught. So Krishna would never take that risk. He didn't take any light with him, nor he went during the daytime, he goes during the night. When he is close to a home, he will open his upper garment. This Kaustubha Deepam will emit light. In that night, he will search for the butter pot. He will lay his hand on that butter pot, start eating. If there is any noise heard, immediately he closes his upper garment and stands there, no light. He is dark as dark, pitch dark as darkness in the night, so he can't be caught. Unfortunately, a lady, a girl, was wantedly following Krishna, and that day he caught her. Catching hold of him red-handed, this Gopika questions Krishna, Kastvam bala, ho bala, who are you? Krishna had to reply. Shall I tell us Narayana or Keshava or Govinda or Kshirabdinatha or Vyuhavasudeva? What should I tell? Nandagopa Sutta or Yashoda Sutta, Devaki Sutta, Vasudeva Sutta? Too much of confusion for himself. We are confused by his Gita, but he was confused by his very birth. So he didn't know what to tell now. He suddenly thought, let me communicate the best possible. I am Balarama's brother. Why did he choose that identification? He didn't want to mention any of the other things because Balarama was known noble, pious in the drama. Being the younger brother of Balarama, I am more pious than him. He is a Shanta, I am a Paramashanta. Please remember that. So I am Balanujaha, Kastvam Bala, Balanujaha. The next question was, Kimi Hate? Yes, accepted. You are Balarama's brother. Fine, why did you come here? Why did you enter my home? Krishna said, all homes look alike. I got confused. It's like today's flat system in India. Everything looks alike. I am not able to find a difference. When the first time I visited in 2001, they took me throughout all malls, all your railway stations, your buildings, your stations. We thought everything is going to be different in each city. All looked alike. We were not able to find a difference between a mall in this city or any other city. All the malls had the same 100,000 square feet. They all had the same costumes, the same watches, the same perfumes. Whatever every mall is the same. I thought, this must be the case with Gokula, that every home looked alike. So Krishna was confused. He entered this girl's home because he thought it to be his home. He mistook it to be his own home. He entered. This Gopika could not answer, but she didn't want to leave. She further tried that. Tannavanita patram ivare hastam kimartham nashe. You are the younger brother of Balarama. You entered my home because you are confused. Fine. Why did you touch that mud pot? Tannavanita patram ivare hastam kimartham nashe. Why did you touch that pot of butter? Krishna said, there are many, many cows and calves which I protect. One calf had been missing for the past 4 days. I was in search of it. I couldn't get. I thought maybe it is hiding itself inside this pot. So I came to search for my calf inside this pot. This Gopikastri was quite hostile. Can I find a calf inside the mud pot? I can't believe. But still, she was holding back laughter and asked Krishna, did you find? Krishna replied, I didn't. I was waiting to inform you and get away. That's what I was waiting. Now that you have come, I have communicated to you. I came to search. I saw we carry baggages. But we were told to open and leave the baggage. Not to lock the baggage when we board a flight. We check in some baggages. If we lock, we have to accompany. If he wants to open, he opens it before our eyes. If we don't want to accompany, we leave it open. He checks. But if it is checked, there is a card that is inserted that this US security has checked this bag. I thought, similarly, Krishna said, I have already checked your home, Gopika. I have taken whatever I want to. Now, I was waiting to put a card to you and leave the place. Now I am leaving your place. I didn't find anything. No cow or calf here. Let me leave. Kaat chil kadiyanaki odi aham pukku. He ran away and this Gopika was still recollecting what Krishna told her. By the time she could remember and get back, Krishna was not to be found there at all. He has gone back to his place. Alvar says that Veralodu Vaito in the Vennai. When he touched on a day, he just touched butter, he was caught. There was another day, Pattavuralai Kavirthu, Adan Meleri, Tittitavalum, Tadavinil Vennayum, Methatirvaira Ara Undan, Pattavuralai Kavirthu. Here was a damaged, spoiled mortar, stone mortar. It was not in any condition. If it was in good condition, people will use that mortar to pound paddy or other grains. But this damaged mortar was exclusive for the usage of Krishna. Not for pounding paddy or any other grain. It was for Krishna to help him. It was an instrument for robbery. It was as you use many instruments for robbery. This mortar was also put to his help. Pattavuralai Kavirthu. He put that mortar upside down. Adan Mel Eri. Climbed on top of it. Adan Mel Eri. Tittittavalum Tadavinil Vennayam. There was a sling, a rope sling in the, you might have seen in olden days, they used this rope sling in which to secure, to keep all the butter or milk or any other thing. On earth, rats or other rodents may spoil them. So they keep it secured in a rope sling. Bhagavan slowly got it down and had his mouth full and stomach full. Thirumangi Alvar in Siriya Thirumadal says that Porarver Kanmadaval Pondanayum Poyurakkam Aradha Venda Vidingi. Deshi went out. As Yashoda went out, Krishna got up. He was posing to be sleeping deeply. Till Yashoda left, Krishna was posing. She left. ஆஸ் ஆசும் நாரார் உரியேற்றி நன்கமைய வைத்ததனை ஓராதவன் போல் உறங்கி அறிவுத்து தாரார் கடந்தோள்கள் உள்ளளவும் கை நீட்டி ஆராத வெண்ண விழுங்கி அருகிருந்த மோரார் புடமுருட்டி முன்கிடந்த தானத்தே ஓராதவன் போல் இருந்தாளை கண்டவளும் வாரா தான் வைத்தது காணாள் வயிறெடுத்திங்காரார் புகுதுவார் ஐயர் இவரல்லால் நீராம் இது செய்தீரென்னோர் நெடுங்கயித்தால் ஊரார்கள் எல்லாரும் காண உரலோடே தீரா வெகுளியலாய் சிக்கனவார் தடிப்ப ஆரா வயிற்றினோடு ஆத்தாதான். திஸ் இஸ் அ லாங் நரேஷன் ஆஃப் தி ஸ்டோரி ஆஃப் நவநீத சௌத்ரியா. People who can appreciate Tamil would certainly appreciate. If not also, in Bhagavata Mahapurana, Shri Rishi Shuka Brahmam has equally explained that to Parikshit Maharaja. Tharar tadantolkal ulladavum kai neetti. Krishna dug his arm as deep as possible in the butter pot. Tharar tadantolkal ulladavum kai neetti. Arada venna vilingi. He had a practice. Have you seen a pillared mandapa? There are no pillars here. But if you go to India, all temples have pillared mandapas. There are big halls with hundreds and thousands of pillars. When you stand in a gotti, they offer prasadam, when they distribute prasadam, it will be jam-packed. You have different methods to distribute prasadam here. There we have to stand in a place and take our receiver prasadam with our bare hands only. We stand. We may not even have place to stand there. So we stand behind a pillar. When the paricharaka or archaka, they distribute the prasadam, in my panic, in my hurry, and my thought not to lose the prasadam, I embraced the pillar and took my hands together. I received chakra pongal or puliyodare. It was handful. How will I take back now? This is a problem. The same was experienced by Krishna. There was the sling. The sling had four ropes. Krishna's hand was stout enough that it just fitted between the two ropes. So he dug inside the pot between the ropes and had already taken a handful of butter. Now he did not know how to take it out. There is a sling rope in between. He didn't know. Instead, he bowed down and started licking from the hand on that side. If you are not able to take out the hand, what can you do? I should only bow down to the other side and consume some so that it becomes only one handful and then remove the hand. When he ran for shelter, when Gopikas chased him, he runs, runs and runs. He had another method. Have you seen wicket gates in villages? There will be a small wicket gate. There will be no top or bottom to it. It will just be hanging in between. It would be made of all the plants and creepers. It's a small wicket gate. It has no lock or key. There will be a small knot tied to that wicket gate. You can, the bottom will be open. There is nothing in the top. When Krishna comes running and the wicket gate is closed, he had a practice. He will never touch the wicket gate. Somehow tuck himself below that wicket gate and enter that house to steal. If you touch, there will be evidences. So he will not touch. There will be forensic problem to Krishna. So he tucks himself down. He bows down and enters the home. Now when this Gopika was chasing Krishna, he came running and stood before the wicket gate. To his astonishment, it was open. He didn't know how to enter. If it was closed, he knew the way to enter. He can bow down and enter. Now that it was open, he didn't know how to. You know what he did? He closed it, tucked down and entered. Looking at this Yashoda and the stri and the Gopika, she could not hold back her laughter. She became so fond of Krishna, hugged her and kissed her. So these were some of the pastimes during Yadi Shaktanoshi Gacchatvam Ati Chanchala Cheshtita Damna Madhye Tato Badhva Babandhata Mulukhale Yittukvatha Nijam Karma Sachakara Pudumbini Karshata Vrishayor Madhye Tirjaggata Mulukhalam Putanaya Vinashascha Chakatasya Viparyayaha. Alvar says that Vaihalum Vennai Kaihalandundan Poihalavati and Meihalandane. Krishna lied to all. He was true and loyal only to Bhattar and Namalwar. Alvar adds himself to that list. One, he was so close and he was obedient, loyal to Bhattar. He would never lie or cheat Bhattar. If you are a robber, even then there must be some loyalty in robbery. You can't go as you wish. To those people who help you in robbery, you must be very loyal. You know, when a bribery or a scam comes out, not because there are good people who do, but because people who were a part of that scam did not get their portion properly and they complained. This is why scams come out. If not, if everything passes on fine, no scam or bribery will come out. Krishna knows this secret. So he passes on the right portion to all the robbers. When he takes helps from others, he first shares the stolen bounty, the booty with them. Then he has only the balance. Vaihalam vennai kai halandunnan. He shifts the butter from left to right hand. He shifts and shares the butter to his friends. Kai halandunnan. Poihalavadhi en meihalandane. Kalavul vennai thuduvunda kalva venban pinnayin. When Yashoda enters and does not find the butter in the sling, she is furious. She starts questioning. I kept the butter here, but it's not found now. Who is it? This is a general question. This is a very general question. Immediately Krishna gets up, starts weeping, sobbing and what not, and says that, oh Yashoda, why are you doubting me? Yashoda now knows who is the culprit. She never said that Krishna stole that butter. She only made a common general question. I kept butter here. It's found missing. Who is it? To this question, if I start shouting that, Nana Edithen Shalriya, Aichiyahi Annayal, Anna Vennavar, Tayul Sheetamundal Guttavappandhanai, Kuruhur Chadahoban, Aichiyahi Annayal, Andru Vennavar Tayul. She just mentioned the butter is lost. Andru Vennavar Tayul, Sheetamundal Guttavappandhanai. Immediately looking at Krishna, he started to cry, he started to sob, he turned, his face blushed, he turned red. What not happened? But you know the bottom line in this? Yashoda forgot that the butter is lost and started looking at the form of Krishna. Indha maadhiri oru alagu ithan naalla paathadhe kedaiyadhe. Vaai neliyirudhu, vadadu thudikirudhu, netti thudikirudhu, thalai asaiyirudhu. Yo, indha alagu thani. Immediately she started singing pallandu to him. Why? She was to catch hold of him and punish him. He could not be punished at all. But finally, as all the inhabitants of Gokula complained, she caught of Krishna and was to tie down with a mortar that day. Ulukhala Bandhanam. You go to Vrindavana even today, in Nandgaon you will find a place called Ukhal Bandhan. Ukhal, Ulukhal is Ukhal in Hindi or in Uttar Pradeshi Dingli language. So it's Ukhal, Ukhal Bandhan. She was tied to that, Bhagavan Krishna was tied to that mortar. Yashoda caught hold of her robe. She started to tie the waist and the mortar together. Both this mortar, Ukhal, and Krishna looked alike. Why? Krishna's shoulders were broad. His waist was thin. And again, his thighs and legs were broad. So was that mortar. The upper portion was broad. The middle portion was short. And again, it was big. Yashoda thought, there is no difference between this mortar and Krishna. Let both of them be tied down. Moreover, not only the robber must be punished, all those who helped him must also be punished. He climbed on this mortar to rob butter, so let me punish this mortar too. Alvar says, Pattudai adiyavarkku eliyavan pirargalukkariya vittahan malarmahal virumbum namarum peraradigal mattoru kadaivennai kadavinu doravidai appundu urainodu inaindirundengiya elive yathiram yathiram. I can't believe this with my eyes. Is this the same Brahma which created this universe? Is this the same Brahma which absorbs this universe? Is this the Brahman, the subject of all the Upanishads? Is this the Brahman sought after by the great Maharishis with all their meditative powers? Yes, it's the same Brahman which is dancing before a girl for a handful of butter. So it is that Brahman which has taken this form. On day one, whatever we talked about Brahman was all bounces above our head. This is what happened on the first day. You want to understand Vedanta, it's too difficult. It never sticks to you. But it is the same Brahman. Whatever we talked in the first and the second Amsham of Vishnu Purana, it is the same Brahman who was incarnated as the accessible Krishna, as the simple Sulabha Krishna. It is not Krishna, a different Brahman from that superpower, superior Brahman. He is the same, but it is for us to realize, recognize that it is that Brahman who was incarnated as Krishna. So Krishna's pastimes were loved by one and all. Finally, Yashoda tied him down. Krishna started sobbing. He wanted to seek pardon from Yashoda. He with folded arms, he pleaded to her, Yashoda, I am too grateful to you. Kulasekara says, Yedilgol Tambuhon Dadipadarku Yelgu Nilayum Adugayum Anchinokkum Annokkum தொழுத கையும் முழுதும் வெண்ணையளைந்து தொட்டுண்ணும் முகிழஞ்சிறு தாமரை கையும் எழில்கொள் தாம்பு கொண்டடிப்பதற்கு எழுகு நிலையும் அழுகையும் அஞ்சு நோக்கும் அஞ்சோக்கும் ஹி வாஸ் சாபிங் வீபிங் டியர்ஸ் ரோல் டவுன் ஹிஸ் சீக்ஸ் ஹி வாஸ் ஆல்ரெடி டார்க் யசோதா had decorated Krishna's eyes with kanchan, with kholerium, kajal. So he was already decorated with kajal. This kajal melted because he was crying. Kajal was already dark. He was already dark. So this kajal melted and it added to the darkness. And he looked so dark that, Tamil solluvom, karuppa irundha karuppunu, romba karuppa irundha karuppu. He was so karuppu. He was pitch dark. He was as dark as anything black, as kalaratri irittu. Nobody could differentiate between Krishna and the darkness. He started crying. But Yashoda was not there. Yashoda kudumbini. She was a domestic lady. She had to mind many more other things. So she went away. Nanda Gopala came. Why, Krishna, are you weeping? Krishna was ever grateful to Yashoda. Alva says that, Muludum vennayalaindu thottunnu mugilalanchiru thamare kayyum. எழில்கொள் தாம்பு கொண்டு அடிப்பதற்கு எழுகு நிலையும் யசோதா லிப்டட் த ரோப் டு ஹிட் கிருஷ்ணா ஹி ஸ்டார்டட் வீப்பிங் ஐ எம் யட் டு ஹிட் யூ வை ஆர் யூ வீப்பிங் ஆஃப்டர் யூ ஹிட் இஃப் ஐ வீப் தெர் இஸ் நோ பர்பஸ் லெட் மீ வீப் நவ் அடிச்ச அப்புறம் அழுது என்ன லாபம் இப்போ யூ ஹாவ் டு கிரை பிஃபோர் இஃப் யூ புட் அப் த ஸ்கேல் ஆர் த கேன் ஆர் வாட் எவர் இட் இஸ் யூ ஸ்டார்ட் கிரைங் இமீடியட்லி அட்லீஸ்ட் லுக்கிங் அட் திட் லெட் அம் ஸ்டாப் எழில்கொள் தாம்பு கொண்டு அடிப்பதற்கு எழுகு நிலையும் அழுதையும் அஞ்சு நோக்கும் அன்னோக்கும் தொல்லை இன்பத் திருதி கண்டாள் பகவான் வித் ஃபோல்டட் ஆர்ம் தேங்க்ஸ் டு யசோதா தேங்க்ஸ் டு யூ ஐ எம் கிரேட்ஃபுல் டு யூ ஆழ்வார் என்கொயர்ஸ் வை இஸ் திஸ் பர்சன் கிரேட்ஃபுல் டு யசோதா ஹி ஹாஸ் நோ பிராக்டிஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் பகவான் இஸ் ஒன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் நோ லஜ்ஜை ஹி இஸ் நெவர் ஷேம் ஆஃப் எனி திங் ஹி இஸ் அ ஷேம்லெஸ் பர்சன் தட்ஸ் வாட் ஆழ்வார் சேஸ் ஹி இஸ் ஷேம்லெஸ் பிகாஸ் ஹி வாண்ட்ஸ் டு எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஆல் திஸ் So he was shameless. Then why is he pleading ignorance? Or why is he seeking pardon? He is not seeking pardon at all. He is only thanking Yashoda because even if I chose to bless 10 girls in a night, there are 500,000 girls in Gokulam. It's going to take me 50,000 nights. And that's too long a time. Instead, since Yashoda, you wanted to tie me down to this martyr, all these girls have assembled here today to look at me. Now, I have the golden opportunity of looking at them together. If I had gone to their homes, it's going to take 50,000 days. But by your act now, you have called and made them assemble here. So, thank you. Not seeking pardon now. He is only thanking Yashoda for having called all the girls. He could neither stay back there, nor run away. நாபகச்சன்னு நதிஷ்டன்னு மித்யா கோபஹா சபதி நயனே மீலையன் விஸ்வகோப்தா இன் வேதாந்த தேசிகன் கோபால விம்சதி சேஸ் தட் நாபகச்சன்னு நதிஷ்டன்னு ஹி குட் நெய்தர் ஸ்டாண்ட் தேர் நார் ரன் தேர் இஃப் ஹி லிஃப்டட் இஸ் லெக் டு ரன் இமீடியட்லி யசோதா இஃப் யூ ரன் ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு ஹிட் யூ ஐ ஸ்மாஷ் யூ ஸ்டாப் தேர் டோன்ட் ரன் பட் இஃப் ஹி ஸ்டாப்ஸ் தேர் தேர் இஸ் அனதர் ப்ராப்ளம் ஹி வாஸ் வரிட் தட் இஃப் ஐ ஸ்டாண்ட் ஹியர் ஐடில் ஃபார் 5 minutes This village will keep all the butter and girls secured. I should not allow that at all. So I should run immediately. If he wants to run, that's not allowed. If he wants to stay back, he's not able to. Napagachannu natishthannu mithya gopa savadi nayane milayan vishwagopta. Have you seen a Tandava Krishna, Navaneeta Chora Krishna? One leg would be lifted, half lifted. The other leg would be firm on the ground. So this is known as Nartana Krishna. This is Navaneeta Natyam. This can be termed as Navaneeta Natyam. Krishna was a great dancer. He was a leader of all dances. You want to know dance, it should be from Krishna. And his dances were not learned by a proper curriculum at all. He never underwent any teaching, any course with someone. He knows for himself. He has a teacher. When there is a dance teacher, you have heard of Natuangam? Tataral only. And that is for Talam, Ragam, Bhavam, Ragam, Talam. Bhavam is all the abhinayas which they do. Ragam is the swaram which they pick. Talam is the metric, the meter which they tap. In the moonun dance gvarnu. Krishna also does all this, but not with a teacher. When they churn milk or when they churn buttermilk, there will be a noise that comes out of it. Kishi kishan nengu manai chattan, kalandu peshina pecharavam kattilayo, பெய்ப்பண்ணே, காசும் பிறப்பும் கலகலப்ப கைவேர்த்து வாசன் அருங்கூடல் ஆய்ச்சிய மத்தினால் ஓசப்படுத்த, த சவுண்ட் ஆஃப் த சேர்னிங் ராட், த சவுண்ட் ஆஃப் த சேர்ன்ட் பட்டர் மில்க், த சவுண்ட் ஆஃப் த எஃபர்விங் பட்டர், ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் த டியூட்டர்ஸ் ஃபார் கிருஷ்ணாஸ் டான்ஸ். He never got it tutored through any teacher. His teacher was this churning noise, this churning voice. And Sukshatacharya in Bhagavata Purana says that Udgayati naam aravinda lochanam vrajangana naam divam ashtusat dvanihi dadhanascha nirmanthana shabda mishritah nirasyate yena disham amangalam. Here is the sound of these girls singing, of their all their ornaments tinkling between them, and the sound of the churning rod and the churned buttermilk. All these sound together, they raised to the celestial worlds. They reached the ears of all these devas and told, what is that you are wasting time here for? Listen, come to Gokula. All that is to be seen or heard is in Gokula now. He is no more in Vaikuntha. He is not in Indraloka or Satyaloka. Don't waste time here. Come down. So this noise communicates a message to the devas. Don't stay here anymore. Come down. So this was the glorious experience of all the Vrajaukasas, the inmates of Vrajabhumi. Putana Vrindavanam Bhagavata, Krishnena Akrishta Karmana, Shubhena Manasadhyatam, Gavam Siddhim Abhipsata, Bahim Patrakrita Pidav, Panya Pushpavatam Sakav, Kakapakshadarav Bhalav, Kumaraviva Pavaki. This was one story, one pastime of Krishna, which was just Navaneeta Chora Vrittanta. Krishna was finally tied down. He was weeping. Nanda Gopa came and inquired, what happened, Krishna? Nothing happened. I did nothing, but for nothing I have been punished. This is the only message he communicated to Nanda Gopala. Nanda Gopala was furious. We have been waiting for your birth. This Yashoda has gone mad. Let me go and correct her. You don't worry. I will untie you now. Go back. Already the fruit vendor is in our gates. You go to her. She sells Nagapadam, some sort of fruit. What is Nagapadam? It will be purple in color. Jamun. But there was a fruit vendor who was selling jamun. She had a basket full of jamun. Krishna was very, very fond of eating jamun. He went back, collected a handful of grains. Grains was bartered for jamun. If you want to buy any product, they barter it. So he had collected grains and ran like wind towards the front gate. The hand was so small already. And there were many gaps between the fingers. Half the grain fell through. He had only half of the grains left. He went and dropped all the grains in the basket of that fruit vendor and requested, can you give me jamun? Give me nagapadam. She said, you give me what I want. In turn, I'll give you nagapadam. Krishna said, I've already given you. Do you want more cows? You want calf? You want milk? You want buttermilk? She said, no, I want mukti. If you give me, I will in turn give you nagapadam. Krishna said, this is the most expensive Nagapadam I have ever bought. How do you know that I will give mukti to you? She identified, when you dropped those grains, I saw your right palm and your left palm. It had the Shankha Chakra Lanchana, the insignia of Chakra and the insignia of Shankha. Kadapuna Shankara Tanga Kalpaka, Dajara Vindankusha Vajra Lanchanam, Trivikramatta Charanambujadayam, Madhya Murdhana Malankarishyati Kada. Alavandar, in his Tottara Ratna, pleads to Sriman Narayana, you had measured these worlds as Trivikramavatara. In that lotus feet, I saw all the insignia of Gada, Shankha, Chakra, Asi, all. When will I be blessed with the touch of that lotus feet? My head has been eagerly waiting for that touch. Kadapuna Shankara Thanga Kalpaka, Dajara Vindankusha Vajralanchanan. Krishna with a smiling face, yes, fruit vendor, you are the first to request me for moksha. I know many. They all come to me to build a home, to get married, to get wealth, to pass, to get increment, to get promoted. You are the first to request me for moksha. I am so happy granting you moksha. Immediately, Vishnu Purana Karta, Parashara feels that here, Brahma did not recognize him. Indra did not recognize him. A fruit vendor recognized Krishna. She was so mean. She had no knowledge, no bhakti, nothing. She was just a fruit vendor. But still she could recognize. So what does this mean? What is the moral of it? You may be anybody, but yet miss Krishna. You may be anybody, but yet get Krishna. To get him, to be united with him, you need not be anyone great. It's enough you are a bhakta. But Many people like Devendra or Varuna or Brahma, they may even lose Krishna. Alvar, in one of his songs, he says that Yadumon Nelamayanana Arivariya Yambaruman, Yadumon Nelamayanana Arivariya Yambaruman, Yarum Or Nelamayanana Arivariya Yambaruman. You may be anybody superior, but still Bhagavan is farther to you, he is beyond you. Yarum Or Nelamayanana Arivariya Yambaruman. To anybody he is away. Then he also adds, Yarum Or Nelamayanana Arivariya Yambaruman. He is accessible even to mean people. There are two shabdams here, two words, Yarum. Yarum is anybody supreme. Yarum is anybody inferior. Anybody supreme may also lose him. Anyone inferior may also get him. So, you need to change the tone when you recite this pasuram. Yarumon nilamayanana arivari emberuman. Yarumon nilamayanana arivari emberuman. This is a normal tone. But you need to maneuver. You need to add some tone to it. There must be some articulation. When you talk about, when you recite this, you must articulate your tone. Yarum or nilamayanana arivari emberuman. Yarum or nilamayanana arivariya emberuman. When you say Yarum, it refers to Brahma. To Brahma, even he is not accessible. When you say Yarum, it refers to the fruit vendor. To her too, he is accessible. Yarumon nilamayanana arivariya emberuman. Yarumon nilamayanana arivari emberuman. So irrespective of what you are, where are you born, or what, how have you conducted yourself, is available to us. That is the moral of the story of this fruit vendor. All this passed by. Krishna turned to be 10. Before that, at the age of 7, he conducted a glorious feat. It was Govardhanodharana. Krishna lifted the mountain above his head and he did it so easily. It was effortless for him. He lifted the big mountain, which is one little finger, and held it as an umbrella. Why? Why should he lift? Vaitreya inquires with Parashara, Tayor virahatorevam Ramakeshavayor vraje Pravrudra vyatita vikasat saroja cham avachat Krishnastanutkadandritva Gopanutsvalalasalan Koyam shakra mahonama Yenavo harisha agatah Medhanam payasam cheso Jevaraja shatakratuh Nandagopasya vachanam shrutva Ittham shakra pujane Roshaya tridashendrasya Prahadamodarastada Navayam krishikartarah Vanijya jivanonacha Gavosmad daivatam tata Vayam vanacharayatah Anvikshiki trayivartha Dandanitistathapara Nadvarabandhavaranana Grihakshetristatha Sukhinastakhile loke Yathavai chakracharinah Shruyante girayaschaiva Vanayasmin kamarupinah. There is one celebration in Gokula. Even today you can visit a place called Govardhana, which is close by to Gokula. Gokula is one place, Nandagrama is another, Govardhana is another. All these are about 30 kilometers. They are spread within 30 kilometers. But for Kamyavana, you need to go farther. It's about 60 kilometers away from Vrindavana into Rajasthan. Kamyavana is in Rajasthan. Govardhana, Gokula, Nandagrama, Mathura, all these four places are in Uttar Pradesh. So if you draw a line, you come from Delhi to Agra and then on to Mathura, you put a dot in Mathura. Then you extend it to the north till Bihar. Then to the west till Kamyavana in Rajasthan. You join this line. This triangle is Vrajabhumi. So in Vrajabhumi, every place was visited by Krishna. One day, he was going to the forest to graze the cows. He killed an asura called Aghasura. He was in the form of a big python. Krishna entered that python. It opened to kill Krishna. The python opens its mouth to kill Krishna. But Krishna could not be killed. He grew in size and killed that python. All these young chaps, all the children were very, very hungry. They sat down immediately and start eating. Suddenly Brahma thought, Krishna was seated like a lotus. All these 1,000 children were seated around Krishna like the petals of the lotus. And Krishna was like a Makara Karnika, the middle portion of that lotus. This is a glorious scene. Brahma should have appreciated this. Instead, he was envious of this. He thought, let me teach a lesson to this Krishna. He is a Balishamati. Being born as a cowherd boy, he should behave himself. Why is he behaving as though he is Ishwara? Ishwara, the word is Ish, Varach, Ish, ஈசன சாமர்த்தியர், the one who has controlling power. வரச்சு, சபாவார்த்தே வரச்சு. And that controlling power is essential nature to him. He has not been blessed by anybody about this controlling power. So Shankaracharya in his commentary writes as Adi Shankara Bhagavad Pada. He says that Ishana Shilaha Narayanaha, the one who controls this universe, not by blessed by anyone, but on his own, not by the grace of anyone else, but for himself, Ishana Shilaha Narayanaha. Brahma too did not recognize that Narayana. He offended Krishna. You know what he did? He collected all the cows and calves and went. He hid all the cows and calves and abducted them to Brahmaloka. Suddenly there was no sound of cows and calves. Krishna could not eat. If we have a practice, people may be close to a railway station or to a railway track. They are used to that sound. If you don't have that sound, I can't sleep. So at least you have to play a tape recorder to that sound. Only then I can sleep that night. If you travel a lot, then you are used to shaking during travel. You often travel in an aeroplane, then you are prone to air pockets. If you travel in a train, then it swings and sways. If I sleep in my bed, I become restless. I can't sleep. Someone has to shake my bed. If that happens, then I would sleep. All these cowherd boys, whatever they did, they must constantly hear the noise of their cows. Suddenly nothing was there. Krishna told the boys, wait here, let me go, find out what had happened. When he went there, he came to know that nothing was there. He came back with doubt in his mind, what would have happened to the Gopakumaras? He was right, by the time he came back, they were also not there. Brahma abducted them too. Krishna immediately recognized what had happened. This Brahma is trying to fool me, unfortunately he is going to be fooled. Immediately Krishna assumed the form of Brahma and he was swifter than Brahma to reach Satyaloka. Brahma was coming. Slowly he was coming towards Satyaloka. Krishna entered Satyaloka, took the form of Brahma. Nobody stopped him. He went and seated himself in the throne of Brahma. The Vairkapun, the gatekeepers, they thought that Brahma is already in. Now there was second Brahma who was coming. They couldn't believe their eyes. Who is this Brahma? Poli Brahma. He is a fake Brahma here. Who is this another Brahma? Who are you? Brahma replied, I am Brahma. You are not Brahma. You are not even humble in telling that you are Brahma. You feel so lofty. Let us kick you down now. So this gatekeeper kicked Brahma. He came down rolling. In Vrindavana, Krishna was seated. Brahma came and fell to the lotus feet of Krishna. Ukshepanam garbhadrasya padayoho. King Kalpase maturadhokshasa agase. Oh Krishna, kindly pardon me. I missed your glory. I should have appreciated it. Unfortunately, I was jealous of that. This happened. But there is a very surprising note added by Parashara. He says that this story was narrated by these children to their mothers, but they narrated it that Aghasura Vadha, the killing of that python, happened that day morning. But they narrated the story after a year. They narrated the story to their mothers after a year, but they said as though Krishna killed that python that day morning. How can that be? Why? What happened in between for 1 year? Where did they all vanish? They vanished. I told you on the second day about the concept of time. How does it differ between Manushya Loka, Indra Loka and Brahma Loka? Now, even if Krishna and Brahma have taken a couple of minutes to go to Brahma Loka and come back, those couple of minutes would not be 2 minutes. In Manushya Loka, 1 year passed by. What would happen? Would the mothers not worry about their children? So Krishna acted very smart. He turned to be all the children, all the cows, all the calves, all the tiffin boxes, all the pickles, all the tiffin. He changed himself. And every day morning religiously he left Gokula, came to Vrindavana. Every day evening at 4 p.m. religiously he went back to Vrindavana. This continued for 360 days. No one could realize the fact, the truth that these are all not our children. This is all the vesham of Krishna. One soul recognized it. Balarama came to Krishna and inquired. He whispered in his ears, I am so fond of you, Krishna, that whenever I see you, I love you. I am moved. But I don't know why. For the past 6 months, whatever I see in Gokula, I get the same feeling when I see you. Krishna said, yes, that is the secret. Shut your mouth. Don't open. Keep quiet. Keep quiet. Let it go. Let another 6 months go. So, because of the time difference between the Manushya Loka and Brahma Satyaloka, Krishna had to enact this play. None of the children knew all these things. So they came back to their mothers and said, today morning Aghasura was slain. But by the time they communicated, 1 year passed by. As they took only 2 minutes to go to Satyaloka and return. But they didn't know all those things. They just narrated the story that we saw a big python today. It opened its mouth. We went inside. Krishna came inside. It closed the mouth. Krishna grew in size. He killed. We were all exhausted. We were feeling very hungry. We were sitting. We were eating. Suddenly something happened. We didn't know what happened for 2 minutes. We all came back. Now that we are here, they narrated the story. All the mothers were listening to their children. Yes. But for the past 1 year, whatever happened, no one knew them. So this is Aghasura Vadha and Vatsapaharana Charitra. I told you this Charitra to understand that Brahma may even lose Krishna. Whereas the earlier Charitra is to make us realize even a fruit vendor may attain Krishna. So it doesn't matter whether you are Brahma or a fruit vendor. Aryo Bhakta Tadaham Bhakti Pakritam Asnami Prayatatmanaha. This is one story of Aghasura. Now we are into Govardhanodharana. There is a festival. Every year, an annual festival in Gokula. They cooked pots and pots of rice, liters and liters of rice, and offered to Indra. Here is another demigod who is going to offend Krishna and be punished for that. Indra offended Krishna. You know why? What happened was, every year in that function, they offered liters and liters of cooked rice. That year also, they were preparing themselves. Krishna came and inquired with them, what are you all doing? Why are you cooking? Why are you wasting food? To whom is it? Nandagopala replied, it's all to Indra Deva. It is because of his grace we are living here. So we offer every year to Indra. Krishna said, what does Indra do for us? Nothing. We have nothing to do with Indra. He is the one who mentions in Gita, Devan bhavayatanena te devan bhavayantuvaha parasparam bhavayantaha shrayah paramabhapsyata. O Arjuna, I created the devas and human beings. You must offer all offering, you must offer penances, austerities to him, give food to him. In turn, he will bless you with rain. All this is preached by Krishna and Gita. He refuses them. He is the one who contradicts in his early age and tells, this Indra does nothing to us. It is the same Krishna. We believe in that Krishna and then this Krishna too. But we just go by Gita and not by Krishna. We are not bothered about Krishna now. We are only worried about, concerned about Gita. In Gita, he says that, yes, you have to offer to devatas, we go by that. But don't ask Krishna, why did you offer? That's none of our business. Our business is to just follow what he said and listen to what he said and follow what Rama did. So what Rama did, we follow. What Krishna said, we listen and then we follow as per Rama. Krishna said, don't offer anything to Indra Deva. Instead, offer everything to Govardhanagiri. Nandagopala asked, Govardhanagiri, it's an insentient object. Why should I offer it to that? You said Indra helps you. Now I will prove that Govardhana only helps us all. Govardhana gives us rain. Govardhana gives us all medicinal herbs to treat us. Govardhana gives us wood for furniture. Govardhana is a place where our cows go for grazing. Everything is Govardhana. So let's offer to Govardhana. None questioned. All the children immediately accepted. The elders started researching. They started debating. The children said, why do you debate now? Krishna has already ordered. Let's just follow. Don't question him first of all. You must get this obedience in our blood. If you are not obedient, you question, keep on questioning. This birth is not enough. Let me assure you that. When you start questioning, you need to take more, more and more births. It will be many number of births by the time we get an answer to one question. It's not possible at all. All are earlier researched, published, authored, very well reported. So let's just follow what the rishis have told us to follow. The children said, let's follow Krishna. They changed the god. Today it's going to be offered to Govardhana. They were fetched in big vehicles. Food, bulky food, mountains and mountains of food was fetched. And they were all kept before Govardhanagiri. Krishna said, oh children, close your eyes for 2 minutes. Because I have to offer food. When you offer food to Perumal, they keep a screen here. Because you should not see Perumal consuming food. So Krishna said, now I am going to offer food to Govardhana. Close your eyes. All the children closed their eyes. Aham Govardhanosmi. Krishna said, I am Govardhana. In 2 minutes, there was no food left. He consumed everything. Open your eyes now. Now look at this. Has ever Indra eagerly ate your food? When he offered food to him, he never accepts that. He only tells you to offer a portion to him. That too he hates your food. He only consumes amritam. He never wants your food. That's why I told you to change the God. Now that this Govardhana has so fondly taken your food, accept that Govardhana is your savior. The children chorus, big voice, they said, yes, we accept that Govardhana is our savior. The moment their voice hit Indra, he started pouring down. He ordered all the clouds to go and flood Gokula. It started 7 days, Ahoratra Vibhagamara Varsham. This Varsham was so much painful to all, they couldn't protect themselves. They all came and wholeheartedly surrendered to Krishna. Oh Krishna, you are our protector, kindly save us. If it was me, what would I do? I would complain on Krishna. I listen to you, I am now at a loss. Because I listened and changed the Devata, I am affected now. Nobody made that complaint. They thought that Krishna was the savior. They told us to do, we did, he would save. For sure, Krishna saved. How did he do that? Krishna wanted to prove his point that Govardhana is ever the protector. That's why he lifted Govardhana to save. He had already made them believe that Govardhanagiri is their protector. If he protects, if Krishna protects, they won't have belief in Govardhana. Instead, he wants to re-establish the statement that Govardhana is their protector. So he lifted Govardhanagiri. I am Saptahayano Balaha. We have never seen this inhuman deed at all. It's something abnormal. Alvar says that Puyaluru Varamadai Podithara Maninirai Mayaluru Varahudai Yediviya Nediyavar Muyal Thular Milai Mulai Thuya Valavalavayal Kayal Thulu Kanapuram Adihal Damidami. This song of Thiruvangi Alvar is, you can say, Irumbu Kadalai. What is it? It's iron peanut. If you eat iron peanut, what will happen to your teeth? Kadakadakadan Vadai Mulli. It will break. Your teeth would break. Similarly, you recite these songs of Thiruvangi Alvar, they are all teeth breaking. They will break your mouth. Alvar says, Viyamuda Vidayana Muda Dharamadamaha, Kayamuda Thadamara Yahalama Dudayavar, Nayamuda Nadayana Midayavar Nadabayar, Kayamuda Kanabara Madikal Tamidame, Puyaluru Varamara Pudi Saramaninere, Mayaluru Varakuda Yedivi and Ediyavar, Muyal Tular Midai Mudal Tula Vadaviyavayal, Kayal Tula Kanabara Madikal Tamidame. All the 10 are like this. If you memorize that, you recite more and more, then you get used to it. It's nothing great. If you get used to it, it is very, very simple. Alvar says, Puyaluru Varamadai, Pudithara Mani Nirai. It was just pouring for 7 days without difference between day and night. Day and night it was pouring. Krishna thought, let me protect these children now. Lips kalneduthu, kanmari kaathayennum, kamarupum kachi urahathayennum, kalneduthu kalmari kaathan. மெய்நிற கீழ்புக மாபுரள சுனவாய் நிற நீர்பிழி ரிச்சொரிய இன ஆனிற பாடி அங்கே ஒடுங்க அப்பன் தீமடகாத்து குன்னமெடுத்தானே கடுங்கால் மாறி கல்லே பொழிய அல்லே யமக்கென்னு ஆயரஞ்ச அஞ்சாமுன். பிஃபோர் திஸ் கோபகுமாராஸ் கேன் ஃபியர், பிஃபோர் தேவர் அஃப்ரைட், கிருஷ்ணா கேம் டு தர் ப்ரொடக்ஷன். ஹி லிப்டட் த மவுண்டன், பீப்புள் ஆர் ஆல் சேஃப் பினீத் த மவுண்டன். எவ்ரி ஒன் ஆல் ஹேட் அ பிளேஸ் இன் த ஷேடோ ஆஃப் தட் மவுண்டன், இன் த ஷேட் ஆஃப் தட் மவுண்டன். Krishna said, all can enter. The moral of the story is, when Krishna protects, he protects everybody equally. He never said that those who are so-so, those who are so, those so much of wealth can come and be protected. Those who are vidwans can come and take shade here. Those who are all having million-dollar homes, they can come here and take shade. He never differentiated or discriminated. It's for all. He is equal and common for all. All these children were quite awestruck. They asked, oh Krishna, are you a manushya? Are you one of us? Or a gandharva, deva, asura, rakshasa? Krishna said, if you are going to distance me by all these shlokas, telling that I am a deva, manushya, gandharva, I will put down this mountain. If you accept that I am one amidst you, then I am with you. Naham devaha, na manushya, na gandharvaha, na cha rakshasaha, aham vo bandhavo jataha. I am one in you. Aham vo bandhavo jataha. You must recognize that when he wants to be amidst us, why not accept it? It is a simple state of mind of accepting him. He ever wants to be with us, but we take the pain of distancing him. Let's not do it at all. Let us not hold an umbrella to protect ourselves. He is willing to be the umbrella. It is for us to enter the umbrella. The umbrella is ever waiting. If you are out of the umbrella, you won't be saved. You'll be drenched. You'll be drowned. Let us all enter the umbrella. So Govardhana Charitra tells us that Bhagavan is equal in protecting one and all. I am Saptahayano Balaha. This all happened in the 7th age. When Krishna was 7 years old, all this happened. So the first Asura girl was Putana. The last one to enter was Keshi. Keshi took the form of a horse. He came to kill Krishna. He got killed. With that, there was no more Asura in the stable of Kamsa. All are exhausted. All are killed. Alvar in one Pasharam says that, Anjinom Tadam Pangattam Bango Adakkar Adaipar Illai. Arakkar Ad Adaipar Illai. Anjinom Tadam Pangattam Bango. All the people, all those supporting Kamsa said, Anjinom, we fear now, we are afraid. Tadam Pangattam Bango, as we have none to send from this side, there was no more to come from Mathura to Gokula. Anjinom Arakkar Adaipar Illai. There is no one to call Adu. There is a hilarious story here. The story is Adade Par. What does this mean? There was a goat. The goat was drinking water. Suddenly a lion came and roared. The goat cannot run anymore. It thought, I should be smart enough to escape from this lion. So it gained courage and stood before that lion. It sat. It kept its front legs here and the hind legs it sat. The lion saw this goat. On my side, we should have run away. As it is not running away, there is something in this goat now. Let me know what the secret is. It came close to the goat and sat by the side of the goat. Oh goat, what is that you have here? The sheep or goat, it has like a beard here. So this lion inquired, what is that it's hanging here? It said, I am in a diksha. When you are in a vrata or in a diksha, don't you sport beard? You don't shave during that time. And after your mission or your vratam is completed, your vow is completed, you shave. This sheep said, I am in a vrata and my vratam is, I should eat 100 lions. This is my vrata. I have already completed 99 till yesterday. I was just praying to Lord, why don't I have the last lion today? Fortunately, God has sent you to me. So now that I eat you, I will shave myself. The goat said this, the lion sped away from that place. The lion didn't stand even. So this goat was just for the sake of talking, it talked. It had no courage, but it was only a talking, a talking that's, it's a wasted talking. But still, it talked. There is no one in the side of Asura even to talk so now. Nobody to fight, that's for sure. But there is nobody even to stand and say, oh Kamsa, I will go on your behalf. Nobody. So Kamsa thought, let me bring Krishna across Yamuna. Let me bring him here. He sent Akrura to Krishna. Akrura fetched Krishna to Mathura. That was the last of Gokulam for Krishna. He stayed there for 10 years. The first 5 years in Gokula and the second 5 years in Nandagama. From Nandagram, even today if you visit Nandagram, there is a place called Akurapath, the road in which Akrura took Krishna to Mathura. All these girls said, Akrura, Akrura Hridayaha. Who named this Akrura as Akrura? He is a Krura. Krura is the one who is cruel. Akrura, non-cruel. He is so cruel that he separated Krishna from all of us. But his parents have named him Akrura, a wrong name. Like Shavakrami is known as Mangalavaram. You don't perform anything auspicious on a Tuesday. But the Tuesday is known as Mangalavaram. It's Mangalvar. Nobody does anything Mangal on Tuesday. But it's known as Viparita Lakshana in Sanskrit. Similarly, Akrura is called as Krura. Maybe it's a Viparita Lakshana. Akrura got Krishna to Mathura Nagara. Krishna entered. He went to decorate himself. Kamsa had arranged for a big yaga, a big yajna. And that yajna was Vil Yajna, a Dhanur Yaga. He had placed 3. One, Kuvalayapita, a big elephant to kill Krishna. Secondly, he placed wrestlers, Mushtika and Chandura to kill Krishna. Even if Krishna escapes the first 2, he placed himself in the 3rd position to kill Krishna. So there were 3 people waiting to kill Krishna. This was a jung. It was a battlefield now. But Krishna wanted to decorate before entering this field. Will you do that? You will decorate when you go for a wedding. You won't decorate to go for a fight. But Krishna did so. He went to Kubjastri for Chandana Alankara. He went to Malakara for Pushpa Alankara. He went to Rajata, a dobi, a washerman, for Vastra Alankara. First he decorated with robes, with royal robes. Then he decorated with Chandana. Then he decorated with flowers. With all these decorations, he entered the Vil Yaga, the Dhanur Yaga. Thondaradipudi Alvar says that வளவெழும் தவளமாட மதுரமான கரந்தன்னுள் கவளமால் யான கொன்ன கண்ணனை அரங்க மாலை துளவத் தொண்டாய துல்சியில் தொண்டரடிப்பொடி சொல் இளையபொன் கவிதையேலும் எம்பிரார்க்கினியவாறே மதுரமா நகரம் தன்னுள் கவளமால் யான கொன்ன கண்ணனை அரங்க மாலை மதுரமா நகரம் இட் இஸ் அ பிக் சிட்டி த சிட்டி வாஸ் டெக்கரேட்டட் வித் லைட்ஸ் அண்ட் ஃபிளவர்ஸ் அண்ட் வாட் நாட் கிருஷ்ணா என்டர்ஸ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் he was confronted by this big elephant. The elephant has consumed a lot, whatever it should not, maybe. We talk about when there are sportsmen, adala sila steroids la saapudra anala edho thani shakti var solliyo and mari much was fed to this elephant. This elephant was raring to kill Krishna. Krishna said, bho bhom bhattam bhatta, o mahut, remove your elephant from my place, you remove or you will get removed. The mahut did not respond. Krishna immediately took that elephant and he took it as a wheel and threw it away. The elephant was killed. He again killed a mahout too. Why should he? Is it not enough that he kills the elephant? Alvar Thirumangi Alvar in Thiruvallikkeni Pasharam says that today is my last lecture in USA, so before I leave this place I have to recite the song of the place which I belong to. I come from Thiruvallikkeni in Chennai, so let me conclude with that. Virperu vidavum kanjanum mallum vedavum paahamum vida chattavandanne puram erisheida sivanuru tuyargalai thevai pattalar viya kolkaiyil kondu paarkandan thermun ninnane chittavabaniyal mudisurandane thiruvallikkeni kandene virperu vidavum kanjanum mallum vedavum paahamum vida virperu vida the dhanur yagam itself was destroyed by Krishna. Kamsan was killed. Kanjanum mallum, the wrestlers were killed. Pagamum, the mahut was killed. Vedamum, the elephant was killed. He killed everyone. Why kill the mahut? Because this mahut was so skillful that he can even drive a dead elephant. So Krishna did not want to run risk at all. So he killed the mahut too. Virperu vedavum kanjanum alvarin Thiruchengunnoor Thiruchittaaru. There are 13 Malayala divisions out of the 108 holy shrines. 13 are in Kerala. திருச்செங்குன்னூர் திருச்சித்தாறு வார்கடாவருவி யானவாமலையின் மறுப்பிணை குவடரு திருட்டி ஊருகள் தின்பாகன் உயிர் செகுத்து அரங்கில் மல்லரச்சத்து. Everybody was killed by Krishna. First the mahout and the elephant, then on the wrestlers. தேவாதி மல்லரை மாட்டிய தேவாதி தேவன் அண்டாளன் திருப்பாவை says that Krishna never fought. He was only taking care of his decoration. He had already decorated with Chandanalankara and Pushpalankara. He sought with that. He didn't fight with anyone. But he had to kill. His only skill was without fighting he would kill. How was that possible? He will stand in the middle. Both this will come like big thunders to dash and kill Krishna. He moves. They dash amongst them and they get killed. So he never fought with them. Even if he fights, he fights in such a skillful way that none of his alankaram is damaged. He ensured that was all intact. And Alva says that Shandanidol Chaduran Malai. It was so, this Chandanalankara was so wet. I'll explain to you that. When Kubja, Kuni, decorated smeared sandalwood paste on Krishna, it was wet on him. Any surface that is wet, if you place your hand, will you not hold that imprint? Similarly, when Krishna had this wet smeared sandal paste on him, and he walked through the streets of Mathura Nagara, all these girls, they were known as Kayalvili, Velvili, Valvili. Their eyes, the eye of a girl was like a fish. The eye of another girl was like a spear. The eye of another girl was like a sword. They all saw Krishna. As his body was wet with sandalwood paste, their imprints lay on Krishna. அவருடைய திருமேனி முழுக்க இங்கே பார்த்தா இட்ஸ் லைக் அ ஸ்வார்ட், இங்கே பார்த்தா இட்ஸ் லைக் அ ஃபிஷ், இங்கே பார்த்தா இட்ஸ் லைக் அ ஸ்பியர். வை? பிகாஸ் தே ஹவ் ஆல்ரெடி புட் தட் பிரிண்ட். It is just like a dye print. They printed Krishna, and Krishna thought, all these are the gifts given my devotees. I can't afford to damage them. I can't erase them at all. So he fought in such a manner that they were never erased. He fought with them when Mushtika came from this side and Chanura from this side. He moved out. They dashed and they got killed. Mushtika Chanurargal Mallarai Maattiya Thevadi Thevanai Chennu Naam Sevittal. Kamsa was waiting in the last chance to kill Krishna. Krishna came to Kamsa. Madamimise kanjanai kunjibidi thiluttu. Kamsa was seated on the top. He pulled him down and killed Kamsa too. Kamsa had already applied some glycerin to his eyes. I would kill Krishna. When Krishna is killed, I should cry because he is my nephew. So I should cry. பெரியவாச்சான் பிள்ளை, the commentator to all these பாசுரம், he says that yes, his wives were to cry really. Kamsa had applied glycerin to just cry as a drama, whereas his wives had to cry in reality because he was killed. There was no need for them to apply glycerin to cry on the death of their husband. They cried really. Kamsa also got killed. Oruthi mahanai perandu oriravil oruthi mahanai olithu valara tarikkilanagi thaan theengu nirainda karuthai pilappittu kanjan vayathil neruppenna ninna nedumale unnai eruthittu vandom paradharadhiyagil. Killed Kamsa, Krishna ran back to see his parents. It is 10 years now, not 1 or 2 days. The day Devaki gave birth to Krishna, she lost him. And it was all the glory, it was all the fortune of Yashoda to experience bliss with Krishna. Now Devaki starts lamenting. She pleads to Krishna, can you show me all the past times once again? All the 10 years, whatever you did in Gokula and Vrindavana, can you run it on a screen for me now? Krishna accepted, yes, I would of course do. Right from the day he entered Gokula to the last day he left Gokula, he showed everything in the screen. Not any screen, not physical screen, in the screen of her mind. Krishna was able to run everything. Nanjiyar went and inquired to Parashara Bhatta, is this true? Is this possible? Krishna says that if all your playbacks, if all your slow motions, if all your highlights during the night, that is if the day is cricket or your baseball, during the night they show highlights. If all this is possible, certainly it will be possible for Krishna to ஒரு பிளே பேக் காட்டுறது, அதுக்குன்னு ஒரு ஸ்லோ மோஷன் காட்டுறது, யூ கட் அண்ட் பேஸ்ட் சோ மெனி திங், யூ மார்க் சோ மெனி திங், எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் பாசிபிள் டுடே பை இன்சென்ஷியன் கம்ப்யூட்டர்ஸ். இஃப் தட் கேன் டூ, த பரமச்சேத்தனா கிருஷ்ணா வுட் ஹவ் அஃப்கோர்ஸ் ஷோன் இட் டு தேவகி. பட் வித் ஒன் டவுட், டிட் தேவகி ஃபீல்ட் மில்க் டு கிருஷ்ணா? ஷீ வாண்டட் டு. ஷீ சேஸ், தண்ணன் தாமரை கண்ணனே கண்ணா தவழ்ந்தெழுந்து தளர்ந்ததோர் நடையால் மண்ணில் செம்படி ஆடி வந்து எந்த மார்பில் மண்ணிட பெத்திலே இறந்தோ உன்ன பெற்றிலேன் ஓ குடவிடையேன் உன்னையன் செய்ய என்னையன் செய்ய பெற்றதன் மோயே. ஐ லாஸ்ட் த ஃபார்ச்சூன் ஆஃப் ஃபீடிங் யூ, கேன் யூ ட்ரிங்க் மில்க் ஃப்ரம் மீ நவ்? கிருஷ்ணா அக்செப்டட், ஷீ ஃபெட் மில்க், கிருஷ்ணா ட்ரங்க். நஞ்சி ஏர் வாஸ், ஹீ குட் பிலீவ் திஸ். ஹி ஆஸ்ட் பராசர் பட்டா, கிருஷ்ணா வாஸ் த லாஸ்ட் கர்ப்பம் டு தேவகி, இஸ் இட் நாட்? சோ இட் இஸ் 10 years since he has delivered a baby. After 10 years, will she have milk? Is it possible? And a 10-year-old boy, can he drink milk from his mother? Is this possible? Bhatra said, it is possible, because Nanjiya, you are thinking about laukika kama. What all you talk about is material relationship that withers away. But what we are talking, it is about vaidika kama. This is divine love. This is divine affection. And not between body to body, but it is between Paramatma and Jivatma. So everything is possible in this love and not in this material love. Amma, Swami Ramanuja, when he preached the 4 human ends, dharma, artha, kama and moksha, shemanal veedum porulum tharmamum seeriyanal kaamamum ennivai naangenbar naanginum kannanukke aamadu kaamam aram porul veedu tharken nuraitan vaamanan seelani ramanujan. Now kama is the best human end. Ramanuja, a sannyasi, an ascetic, he preaches that Krishna kama is the best human end. Moksha would even follow that only. He should have preached about moksha only, whereas he preaches about Krishna Kama. So all these are a part of Krishna Kama, which is divine and not of any laukika kama. Even when Krishna danced with thousands and thousands of girls in Rasa Krida, there was no bodily physical contact at all. Atma Ramo Pyariramad. It was all the relationship between Paramatma and Jivatma, not between two bodies. So let us not think in those lines at all. If we think so, it means that there is no bhakti on Krishna for us. It's no point. It can be proved beyond doubt, whether you want it logically or any argument, anything it may be proved. But let's not waste time proving. I told you earlier even, there is an answer to any question that you can ask. There's no doubt on that. First believe that. Any questions can be answered. But if you only question and take answers, we are going to waste our time. All these are already researched and recorded. It is available to us as a treasure. It is for us to just use it and enjoy it. When we are given so, why should I go and research on it? I have tender coconut, sweet water. I can consume, drink water and quench my thirst. But I made a research. How did this water enter the shell? Unless someone enlightens me that how water entered the cell, I am not going to drink water and quench my thirst. Yes, it's for you to find out. You find out, the day you find out you drink water, you will die of thirst. This is what would happen. So let's not unnecessarily research or debate. Things are available. They are already invented. Let's not reinvent the wheel again and again. So Bharashara Bhatta to Nanjiyar, he says that this is Vaidika Kama and not Laukika Kama. So the first 10 years of Krishna were over. Then Krishna got tutored by Sandipana. He went to Dwaraka Nagara and established a big throne in Dwaraka. He took place, he pleaded to Samudra Raja, and by dredging he got hold of a land piece and established Dwaraka there. Krishna had a practice, whether right or wrong I do not know, whether we can release that or not I do not know. Wherever he is, he snaps the ties after a while. We don't know why. He was there for one day in Mathura Nagara. Why did he leave? He was in Gokula for 5 years. Why should he migrate? He was in Nandagaon for 5 years. Why did he come back to Mathura? Not stayed in Mathura. Left to Dwaraka. Not in Dwaraka. Came to Hastinapura. Not in Hastinapura. Went back again to Prabhasatirtha, which is near Veravel in Gujarat. That is the place from where Krishna departed to his Sri Vaikuntham. Swadama Gamanam. He came there. Nobody was by the side of Krishna when he left to his eternal abode. Why all this? Whereas in the case of Rama, he stayed and all his friends stayed with him till the end. And at the end, he took everybody to Sri Vaikuntham. He never left anybody here. Purpa Mudala Pullerumbadi Vanniniye Narpalu Kuitanan Nanmohanar Petchanatule Karpar Iramabhirana Yallal Matan Karparo Purpa Mudala Pullerumbadi Vanniniye. Here is that glorious Rama. If you want to study, study about Rama, who took everyone along with him, an ant, a plant, a lion, a cow, and a horse. All human beings, all devatas were along with him. Purpa Mudala Pullerumbadi Vanniniye Narpalu Kuitanan. He reached him to Sri Vaikuntham. But Krishna, somehow or other, on the look of it, apparently his story is very hilarious and enjoyable. But underlying is a line of pathos. That's what we can say. I don't know why, but Krishna himself laments, Avajananti Mam Mudaha. These people are never going to recognize me, Arjuna. He wanted at least Arjuna to follow him, which even did not happen or materialize. That Arjuna also went to enjoy kingdom, finally reached Swarganubhava. Not, he never followed Krishna and followed the path of Krishna. What he wants us is Patram, Pushpam, Palam, Toyam, Yome Bhaktya Prayachati, Tadaham Bhakti Bhagratam Asnami Prayatatmanah, Satatam Kirtayantaha, Yatantascha Dridavrataha, Namasyantascha Mam Bhaktya, Nityayukta Upasate. That's the all I need from you, Arjuna. Satatam Kirtayantaha. Chant on me always. Yatantascha Dridavrataha. Your efforts must be focused towards me always. Namasyantascha Mam Bhaktya. With absolute devotion, prostrate to me. Believe in me. You do that. Yogakshemam Vahamyaham. I take care of your well-being in this world and in the next world. But unfortunately, we are all not satisfied with simple means at all. Krishna is there to always advocate simple means. Namakenna padakamna. If something is simple, will it be fruitful or not? Will it be successful or not? This is simple. How can I reach that place? You are given a job. You work for 8 hours, earn 8,000. 10 hours, 10,000. 12 hours, 12,000. But if I tell you, stay at home. On the first of every month, I will hand over a suitcase to you. You need to take it across the shore. Hand it over to somebody. I will give you at least $10,000 every month. If I say so, I won't take up the job. I know there is something fishy there. If I need to carry a suitcase and give it to somebody and get 10,000 in return, it's not legal. I know that. I work for 10 minutes and I get paid $10,000, I don't believe. But if I have to work hard and get 1,000, I believe. The problem here with Krishna is, he says, you do something simple, I'll give you moksham. We don't believe. We want to toil a lot to go to the same moksham toil. It's going to take more and more bucks, that's all. So if you perform wholehearted, surrender to him, chant his name and lead a pious life, that's very important. You have to please Krishna by all your actions. Check, if I want to do something, will this act please Krishna? Yes, go ahead. No, don't go ahead. I have seen many flow charts. It says that, yes, do this. Yes, go here. No, go here. Similarly, you put a flow chart now. If I need to do something, if it's yes, it pleases Krishna, go ahead. If it's no, a red signal to blink. immediately don't go in that path at all. So whatever he would accept, I'll go ahead. If he does not, I abstain from that. This is a simple way to lead your life. If you think about complexities in life, it will be complex only. Take your life as simple as possible. So finally, Krishna decided at the age of 100 to leave this material world. He has transcended. Now he is returning to his dhamma. Parashara says, Evam daityavadham Krishno baladeva sahayavan chakre dushta kshitishanam tathaiva jagatah krite kshitescha bhanam bhagavan phalgunena samanvitah avatarayamasa vibhuhu samasta akshaukini vadhat kritva bharavataranam bhuvo hatva akhilan drupad shapavyajena vipranam upasamhritavan kulam. Krishna thus accomplished his mission. His purpose was to relieve Bhuma Devi of all her tensions. She was tensed because of Kamsa and many more people, wicked people like Duryodhana. So he killed everyone. Now that he has served his purpose, he wanted to return to Srivaikuntham. But how to? Who is going to kill him? It's not possible. So he found a lame excuse. The excuse is a short story. I will narrate the story to you. Vishwamitras tatha kanvaha naradascha mahamunihi pindarake mahatirthe drishta yadu kumarakaihi tataste yavvanonmatta bhavikarya prachoditaha sambam jambavati putram bhushayitva striyam yatha prashritastan munir uchuhu pranipata purasaram yam stri putra kamavai bruta kim janishyati. There was a story. Once the Munisattamas, the great sages Vishwamitra, Kanva and Narada, in a place called Pindaraka, they were meditating. All the people who were born in Yadukula were so haughty that Krishna is in their hands. Once you become haughty, no one can restrain you after that. So Krishna thought, this is the right time I should destroy the whole kulam. Because I am there with them, they have all turned haughty. They cannot be tamed anymore. So with their haughtiness, they were playing by the side of these rishis. They came to the sages and they had already decorated Samba as a girl. They had decorated Samba as a girl and placed a big valakai, a pounding rod. What do you use for pounding? Now they placed it. Pestle. So they kept a pestle near the stomach and tied it. He looked like a girl. He was not a girl. He was a male. But he looked like a girl. They went to the sage and they asked the sages, this girl is pregnant, but she wants to know, is it a male child or a female child? We don't know. And she is very shy to ask you. Can you tell, O Rishi, whether it's a male child or a female child? These people were making fun of the rishis. The rishis immediately recognized that. Then he cursed this girl. This girl is going to deliver a missile. Vishwamitra never saw all these decorations. But he recognized that and cursed that this girl would deliver a missile. Not only that, he didn't stop there. And that rod, that missile would be the cause of death, cause of destruction for the whole Yadukula. This was the shapam. And with this shapam was only an excuse for Krishna to destroy his kulam and leave to his eternal abode. It was only a made up drama. It was just enacted by Krishna. What happened after that? Yes, this girl gave birth suddenly. Truthfully, this girl, even though he was a male, he delivered a missile. They all went to the king and pleaded to him, here we have trouble in our hand. What do we do with this missile? The king said, you destroy that. You make it to powder. This missile has two parts. One is an iron part, other is a wooden part. You make it to a powder and just sprinkle in water, or you just put it as in any field, in any barren field. They did so. But after some years passed by, the small rod piece, the small iron piece which was put in the ocean, that was consumed by a fish. That fish was netted by a fisherman. And that fisherman sold that fish to a hunter. A hunter, he cut open that fish, he got that iron piece, he chiseled it. And he sharpened it, kept it at the end of his bow, at the sharp tip of his bow. And this hunter had that bow with him. This is one part of the story. Let me complete that first. This hunter was hunting. At that time, Krishna was reclining in a place. That place is Prabhasa Tirtham. In Gujarat today, Krishna was reclining. His one leg was firmly placed in the earth. And the other leg was crossed on his left leg. the feet, the foot of that one leg was like this. It looked like a deer, and it looked like the nose and mouth of a deer. Krishna was behind, was hiding behind a tree. He was reclining behind a tree. This hunter, when he was aiming to shoot his arrow on a deer, he mistook this foot to be a deer. So he shot that arrow. That arrow came and struck Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna yelled, not yelled, but he wanted to call that hunter close to him. The hunter came and he pleaded to Krishna, "I have committed an offense to you. Oh Krishna, why don't you forgive me? Pardon me." Krishna said, "No, it was my order for you to act so. I happily give you swargam. You go, because you have been instrumental in me leaving this world. Because Krishna also belongs to Yadukula, he must also be destroyed by the same missile as per the curse of Vishwamitra." So he got destroyed. Not only Krishna, the whole kulam got destroyed. They were all drunkards. All these Yadavas, they drink a lot. They lose control. They started fighting between themselves. And they lost all the weapons. They got destroyed. All this, the wooden pieces which were sprinkled, they had all grown as big trees and plants. Because these Yadavas did not have any weapons to fight between them, they uprooted all these plants and trees and hit them one amongst them, and they hit it, they all got killed. Again, the wooden portion was the cause for the destruction of all the Yadavas. Including Krishna, they were all destroyed by that missile. Then Krishna decided to leave to his eternal abode. He left. There was only one charioteer, his charioteer by name Dwaruka, was close by to Krishna. Krishna called for Dwaruka, "You leave this place now. Nobody can see me exiting this world." It was first the chakra ayudha of Krishna left back, then the ratha of Krishna left, shankha left, all the divine weapons, arms and the ornaments of Krishna left. He too leaves in that last. At the end, he told Dwaruka, "Go to Dwaraka, tell my wives and Balarama that don't stay here anymore. Ocean is going to engulf, is going to embrace you all. Come to Prabhasa Tirtha." So sending that message, Krishna departed. All their wives, all their kith and kin and relatives came to Prabhasa Tirtha, but not to see Krishna. So that was his end. End would mean there is no end to Krishna. He just ended his material form. His form is always of Shuddha Sattva. He is not of Mishra Sattva at all. We could only say that his Avirbhutam was completed. His avataram was completed. He served the purpose of this avatara. And the purpose was Paritranaya Sadhunan, Vinashaya Cha Dushkritan, Dharma Samsthapanarthaya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. There ends the fifth Amsha of Vishnu Purana. We are now into the last, short, sweet and the concluding Amsha of Vishnu Purana. Kasmin Kalyalpako Dharmo Dadati Sumahatthalam Muninam Punya Vado Bhut Ke Bhut Kaishchasav Kriyate Sukham Shudra Sadhu Kalis Sadhu Ityayam Shrunvatam Vachaha Tesham Muninam Bhuyascha Mabajja Sanadikale Yoshita Sadhu Dhanyas Tadabhyo Dhanyadottisaha. Once, the story is narrated by Parashara, once a sage, it's also said that Vyasa was that sage. Vyasa was taking a holy dip in Ganges. Many rishis gathered there, they assembled there. They wanted to clarify their doubts. They were waiting for the Muni to complete his bathing. The Muni took a dip. He came out of water, looked at the rishis and told them, Kalis Sadhu. Their first question got answered. They're yet to ask the question. But their first question got answered. Second time he dipped, he came out, Yoshita Sadhu. Third time, Shudra Sadhu. It means that Kalis Sadhu, out of the four Yuga, Kali is the best. Out of male and female, female is the best, she is the better. Out of Brahmana Kshatriya Vaishya Shudra, Shudra is the best. Kalis Sadhu, Yoshita Sadhu, Shudra Sadhu. This is none other than Vedavyasa. But all problems and all doubts we have in our mind is about precisely this. This is what we all keep on debating in this world. But this debate has been ended quite long ago. There's no point in we debating. People have not opened Purana. The fact remains there. If we open and go through the scriptures, we will be answered to all our doubts. It says that Kali Sadhu, why? We thought that Kali is the worst. Why should Kali be the best? It is the best because one way it may be the worst. But there is another side to the coin. Whatever you achieve in 1,000 years, if you put your efforts for 1,000 years in Krita Yuga, you achieve something. The same thing can be achieved in 100 years in Treta Yuga. The same in 1 year in Dwapara Yuga. The same in 10 days in Kali Yuga. Now say which is the better one? Which is the best? Kali Sadhu. Kali, the means are very, very simple. But the atmosphere may be bad. Yes, you may not be in the right circumstances to do. But yet, even you get a chance to do and you do, you are successful. Whereas in Krita Yuga, chances are many. But you need to work hard for many number of years. So Kali Sadhu. Next, Yuvashita Sadhu. Between a male and female, female is better. Because whatever prescribed to her to reach moksham is very simple. She need not bother at all. If you are a male, you have to memorize all the Vedas. Not only memorize, remember them. Not only remember, chant them every day. Perform Nitya Karma Anushthana for at least 6 hours a day. And Karanam Tappina Maranam. You make a simple mistake, prayaschittam for his another 1 year. This is never ending for all these males. Whereas for females, you wreath flowers, cook food, offer to Perumal, recite the Nityanusandhana, be with Bhakti, bring up your children as a Bhakti man, that's it. You reach moksha. So, Yoshit has sadhu. Yoshit, all these girls are much superior to males. Vedavyasa mentions, lastly, Shudra sadhu. More than a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, he is the one to be appreciated. Because he need not do much. There are no penances for him. No yaga and yajna for him. He need not master the Vedas. He need not attend any debates or sadas or vada sadas. Nothing is required of him. Vayinal padi, manatinal sindhika, tumalar tuvi tuludhu. That's all. We reach moksham. So it's better to be you. So Kali sadhu, Shudra sadhu, Yoshita sadhu. This is the dharma of Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, the best to practice this Nama Sankirtana. Vyasa further adds, Dhyayan Kriter, Yajan Yajnaihi Tretayam, Dwapare Archayan, Yad Apnoti, Tad Apnoti, Kalau Sankirtya Keshavam. In the first Yuga, Krita Yuga, the means for liberation is Dhyana Marga, the too difficult mental method, the discipline, mind discipline. In the second Yuga, Treta Yuga, it shifted to be a physical discipline. Because Bhagavan realized that anything I tell mental, these people are not going to follow. Let me shift it to be physical. Yajan Yajnaihi, Yagam and Yajnam. Then the third was Archanam. For Yagam and Yajnam, one has to master the Vedas again. So he further simplified. It was Archana. Even Archana is possible, not possible now. So we chant his holy names. Yadhyayan Krite Yajan Yajnaihi Tretayan. Dvapare Archayan. Yad Apnoti Tad Apnoti. Kalau Sankirtya Keshavam. So whatever you reach in the first three yugas by difficult methods, you attain the same by much simpler methods in Kali Yuga. So these were the teachings, preachings of Vedavyasa towards the end in the sixth amsha. Then on, finally he concludes telling that, here is the Phalashruti for all those who recite this Sri Vishnu Purana. Tasseiva kalpahanigam. Tat bhava bhava mapannaha tatosau paramatmana bhavatyabhide bhedascha tasya jnana krito bhavet vibheda janake jnane nashayatyatyantikam gate atmano brahmano bhedam asamsantam kaha karishyati. Let us all realize that it is the same Brahman who resides in all of us. We all belong to the same Brahman. We are all equal. Let's not look at our bodies, but look at our Atmans. Me, the Atman. The Atman is equal. All Atmans are subservient to Paramatma. If you know that and chant the Sri Vishnu Purana, Bhagavan Kirtito Vishnuhu, Atra Papa Pranashanaha, Yad Ashwamedha Vabhrute, Snata Prapnoti Vaiphalam. If you listen to, or you recite, or you are dedicated to this Vishnu Purana, then you are blessed with the same success. You are blessed with the same fruit as of an Ashwamedha Yaga. If you perform Ashwamedha Yaga, whatever you are blessed with, the same is for chanting Vishnu Purana. Manavasta davapnoti shatvetan munisattama prayage pushkare chaiva kurukshetre tatharnave. You go to pilgrimage to Prayaga, to Kurukshetra, to Prabhasatirtha, to Dwaraka. You are blessed with all those results by chanting. Krutopavasaha prapnoti tadasya shravanan naraha yad agnihotre suhute varshenapnoti manavah mahapunyaphalam vipra tadasya shravanat sakrit yajjeshta shukla dvadasyam snatvavai yamuna jale. If one bathes in Yamuna jala, if he takes a dip in Yamuna tirtha on the shukla paksha dvadasi tithi mathurayam harim drishtva prapnoti purushaphalam and has darshan of Krishna in Mathura Nagara, the same phalam is to those who chant Vishnu Purana. Yetat samsara bhirunam paritranam anuttamam shravyanam paramam shravyam pavitranam atimuttamam. Who is afraid of this samsara? Let him recite the shlokas of Vishnu Purana. His fear would be removed. Shravyanam paramam shravyam. This is the best to be listened to. This is the best to be recited to. This is the best to be realized to. This is the best to always think about. Dukham swapnanashanam rinam sarvadushta nivarkanam mangalam mangalanancha putra samprat pradayakam idamarsham purapraha rabhave kamalodbhavaha ruhuhu priyavratayamaha sacha bhahur ayobravid. Dusvapnanashanam. You are not affected by bad dreams at all. You all will have Bhagavan in your dreams. So, Dushvapranashanam Rinam Sarvadrishta Nivarakanam. All Dushtam, all Papam, all Pranashanam, they are all removed of you, they are all destroyed. So, by chanting Vishnu Purana, we become intimate to Vishnu. Sargascha, Pratisargascha, Vamso Manvantaranicha, Vamshanucharitancheti, Puranam Panchalakshanam. So, this is a complete Purana. And so is Sri Bhagavata Mahapurana. Bhagavata Puranam is Vishnu himself. Vishnu Puranam is all that about Vishnu. Now that we had this golden opportunity, we are blessed by Lakshmi Narayana here and Ashtalakshmi in this temple to spend some time useful learning some meanings of this Vishnu Purana. First of all, we should certainly place our gratitude in the lotus feet of Srimat Paramahamsa Ityadi, Paramahamsa, Paribhrajakacharya, Tridandi, Chinna Srimannarayana G.S. Swami. He has been instrumental. In fact, it is his grace that has evolved. Finally, it has become this big building. It has become this temple. All Ashtalakshmi and Lakshmi Narayana Pirumal are gracing this place because of Srimannarayana G.S. Swami. He took the pains to make up this building. Now this is ready. But this is still a Balalayam. This is a small temple. And this temple has to grow. And to grow, it needs the support of all of us. How to support? Srimannarayana G.S. Swami has a mission. And his work is tireless in Bharata Desam. All through Andhra, Maharashtra, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu. He travels from village to village, from hamlet to hamlet. And he runs a blind school. He runs a spastic society. A big Vishwa Hindu Kalashala for Vedic studies is being built and getting inaugurated close by. 50 kilometers from Hyderabad in Vijayanagaram, that in Sitanagaram near Vijayawada, he runs a big Patashala. He has Patashalas almost a dozen all round South India. He travels relentlessly to pass the message of universal brotherhood. You can really find a sannyasi in him. So, as a sannyasi, whatever he is supposed to do, he does. But what should we do? His only vision is to turn, as it was earlier, to turn all the place of worship to place of education. Every temple must be an education center. It must not be that I come, I perform something, I offer something and disperse. That's not our vision at all. Our Apurvacharyas, right from Nathamunigal to my Acharya, their vision had been everyone must be educated. They must be good, they must be wise, and with their wisdom, they know the way to reach Sri Vaikuntham. Our Purvacharyas are enough given us. They have all preached about that wisdom. So, here is Sridhanti Srimannarayana G.S. Swami who wants us to learn. So, this place is also a learning center. This is an education center. It is now left to you. The place is available. People are there to teach you. Material is there to be taught. Bhagavan is ever willing to grace you. Last thing is my dedication. My involvement. If that happens, everything will fall in line. So, let's all collectively fulfill the wish and vision of Srimannarayana G.S. Swami. So, if you come back and see there, you will know his glory there. If he sits for a lecture, at least 200,000 people would be there. There are 2 laksham, Perukantrupa, Hyderabad, Gymkhana grounds, or Masa Murukha Thirupavashanar. Dinappadi 50,000. It's not 1 or 2 days, and Thirupave is not a very common subject. It's a difficult subject to handle. But yet, at Andhra la Tamil Pashram, he was lecturing in Andhra. But he was talking about Andal's Tiruppavai in Tamil. But he talks in Telugu. It was Telugu, that the poem was in Tamil, the listeners were Telugu, and there were 40,000-50,000 listeners there. When he goes on a yatra, there are many 100,000 who follow him. Not because it's nothing of a personality cult. It's not about, he never accepts cult worship at all. Why people follow him is just because they follow his vision. They want to fulfill what he wants to. He is our well-wisher. He does something good to us, and that's for Atma Jivana. Let's fall. Let us all practice and follow that. So this will also remain to be an education center. It will future grow to be a big temple as a worshipping center. Worship is nothing but education. Bhagavan never wants any offerings to him. I am not telling you to abstain from offering. Please do offer. I am not stopping that. But more than offering, getting educated about our scriptures is very, very important. I hope you will all cooperate in fulfilling that mission. Again, let me place my gratitude to the lotus feet of Sriman Narayana G. S. Swami, even if he thinks so. There are many authorities, the temple authorities here, the trustees who must be willing to fulfill that wish. If he has no people, then how will he do that? Even Bhagavan thinks so many things. Does it happen so easily? He must have proper shishyas to do that. So I thank all the shishyas here who have brought this dream to be a reality, and further would certainly progress on the path of Sriman Narayana G. S. Swami. So my special thanks, my gratitude to all the trustees here. And even the trustees are there. You must have paricharakas, archakas and kainkiriparas to perform puja to Perumal. It is by their service Bhagavan is pleased and he grows. He grows because of the food offered to him, of the devotion dedicated to him, of the service and the truth, that the truth you show in your service to him, it is that which matters. So here we have two priests who are just dedicated to the cause of Perumal, for the cause of bhakti. So I pray for their well-being and their relentless service, their unhindered service in this temple. With this, I also inform you about the Pragna, an education program that runs here. Your children can come here. They can get educated spiritually. They will know the chant. They will know the meanings. They know the values of Bharata Desham and spiritual education. So I request you to contact the temple authorities here and benefit yourself. It's for mutual benefit. The temple benefits and we benefit. Both of us benefit spiritually. Lastly, I need to thank all the organizers of this program. They would have definitely spent sleepless nights for at least a month by organizing this program. My special thanks to Sri Anand Srinivasan, who was there. All these people are very young. They are all youngsters. They can run a lot. That's very important. Moving towards, it was my thanks to Anand Srinivasan, to Vijay, to Vasuram, to all those who were instrumental in arranging this program. There are many more. I am not taking names here. It is just to mention some names. My sincere thanks to all these youngsters who have made this program possible. But I can't stop with them. I should come to you finally. If you had not attended, whom will I lecture to? If you have not come here, I know that it is too difficult to gather, assemble people in this country. You are all laden with work. You are so busy that it's too difficult to come. It was not only Saturday and Sunday. Right from Wednesday, a weekday, you have all been attending here. I have seen from my 2001 visits itself that in Houston, people come to listen. Not for anything else. You come to listen. Even if you have a deeper subject, if you have difficult subject, people come here every day to listen. For the sake of listening. இது மற்றத்துலலாம் இன்னும் கொஞ்சம் பார்த்தோம்னா கொஞ்சம் அது இது இதெல்லாம் இருக்கும். வந்திருக்கு, வேடிக்கை பார்க்கறது, அங்கே நிற்கிறது, இங்கே நிற்கிறது, தி ஸ்டாண்ட் தேர், தி கேஸ், தி வே கோ அவுட், நத்திங் ஹியர். யூ ஆர் சீட்டட், யூ லிசன் தட் மச். ஆனால் இன்னும் ஈவன் டிஃபிகல்ட் டாபிக்ஸ், எசோட்டரிக் மீனிங்ஸ் கேன் பி டெல்ட் இன் திஸ் சிட்டி. தட் மச் ஐ எம் வெரி ஷுர். அண்ட் தட்ஸ் வை ஐ ஹேட் ஆல்சோ புட் யூ டு சம் ஹார்ட்ஷிப்ஸ் இன் பிட்வீன் இன் த த்ரீ டேஸ், பிகாஸ் திஸ் பிலசாபிக்கல் ஐடியாஸ் ஆர் டிஃபிகல்ட், பட் வி நீட் டு நோ தெம். அன்லஸ் வி நோ தெம், வி கான்ட் பாஸ் இட் ஆன் டு அவர் யங்ஸ்டர்ஸ். They must know that better. If they know that our philosophy is so scientific and logical, they will be affirmative. They will have the confidence that I am in the right religion. I am in the right faith. It is our responsibility to pass on this treasure to them. That's how, that is why all these discourses are being arranged here. So I pray for the prosperity, for the pleasure, for the satisfaction of all those who have assembled here and all the Bhagavad Bandhus. With these words, let me conclude Sri Vishnu Purana's 5-day series, our benedictions to Vedavyasa, Parashara, Vishnuchitta, one and all who have left us this treasure of Sri Vishnu Purana. Sri Kantaya Kalyana Nidhaye Nidhayartinam, Sri Venkata Nivasaya, Sri Nivasaya Mangalam, Sri Manmaha Bhutapure, Sri Matkeshava Yajjanaha, Kanti Matyam Prasutaya, Yati Rajaya Mangalam, Sri Mate Ramyajamatra Munindraya Mahatmane, Sri Rangavasine Bhuyat, Nitya Shri Nitya Mangalam.